Tomorrow's News Today.
I am your battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. We're entering the 351st day of the return of the American Republic and the Trump administration. All right, Trump just gave a big speech at a Republican retreat. Lots of interesting and informative and important and also funny things he said. We're obviously going to have some excerpts of that. We have big developments on the Venezuela-Cuba front with the U.S. blockade of the oil coming out of the country, bringing Cuba absolutely to its knees. Cuba's a parasitic state, basically ran Venezuela. Just amazing developments on that front. We know Tim Walz is not running for governor now, dropping out, because he knows that he was in control of the, it's 24 billion, by the way, growing. Not 9, not 18. And now it's being discovered all over the country. And now they've discovered that the head of the UN Security Council, that's like literally like the number three person in the UN, is managing huge sectors of the fraud in Minnesota directly. He's the director of it, of the medical home care fraud. Now, the headline is weak in the New York Post. He's linked to it? No, he runs it. Just absolutely amazing. But people are like, wow, the UN. What do you think the UN NGOs do? The UN runs these scams all over the world. The UN is beyond predatory. So a bunch of developments on that front. I mean, I could do 3 hours just on this because they are just, oh, and to the credit of the feds, hundreds of indictments have already happened. It's just not getting coverage in the news. They were already being built up the last few months. Hundreds more, they're saying, are imminent. It was announced by the White House yesterday, a new task force. And by this morning, they hit the ground by the hundreds in Minneapolis, St. Paul alone, going door to door to the home care centers, to the warehouses where you'll have, you know, 27, 28 different companies. They're just P.O. boxes. Nothing's being done. And the feds that are going door to door and questioning people and doing all this are doing it all geared up in a very, very serious way. So, I mean, they're going in hard. And it is just cut and dry fraud. So we're seeing real movement on that front. And I mean, I'm going to do my best to get to as much as I can. It's just unbelievable. I mean, each one of these stories I could do an hour on. It's just amazing. Then you had, yesterday, a maniac break through the window inside the house, smashing things with a hammer and attack the Secret Service vehicle outside. And of course, it was a trans lunatic. Secret of J.D. Vance's home attacker, suspect is transgender daughter, it's a man, of wealthy surgeon Democrat donor, as ultra-privileged life is revealed. So, there you go. We've got so much more today. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Several huge guests. I'm going to debate Jackson Hinkle, who's an avowed communist, and big buddies with Maduro. He wants to debate, so I'll be happy to have him on. That's all coming up and more. Stay with us. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support. Very humbly, thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30. Dispense. You make $10 if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. This links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're finally seeing very aggressive action against the massive Democrat Party NGO theft of trillions that Doge already discovered. All over the country, in Chicago, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Los Angeles, hundreds and hundreds of DHS in armored vehicles are showing up and going in to these different addresses that sometimes have 30, 40, 50 different businesses in them, where it's just P.O. boxes. They're collecting millions of dollars for supposed home health care, daycare centers, you name it. And the head of the UN Security Council is one of the main managers over hundreds of these fraud businesses in Minnesota alone. And so the White House announced last night the task force on Fox News, and I noticed half the comments were like, yeah, I believe it when I see it. Well, it happened today. And they're cut and dry going in. And in many cases, it turns out people are here illegally. They already have warrants out when they check the address. And so they're kicking down doors. And they're in DHS paramilitary uniforms because they get attacked at a lot of these places. So that's completely reasonable. They're dealing with organized crime. This is a racketeering anti-terrorism operation. So the gloves are off. And you notice it's DHS. Because the FBI is so unbelievably paralyzed and corrupt and just moth-eaten with globalists. But DHS is where we've seen the action. 96% shutdown of the border. Now it's up to 80,000 children saved in slavery, in many cases sex slavery. People go, well, why don't we show them the news? They're children. You don't show children on the news. It's juvenile court stuff. But the numbers are out. So we're seeing spectacular action from DHS in just 11 and a half months. And they've scaled up and now more than doubled the number of people they have. And it's all been shut down. I mean, that's going to take a while to get into. It's all amazing. That's coming up. Also, we have the latest developments in Venezuela. We have the communist motorcycle militias running around Caracas and other cities, going door to door of people that support the overthrow of the dictatorship and gunning them down. And that's exactly what our experts have warned, that even if the central government rolls over and has a free and fair election, the communist militias that are the drug cartels, muscle, are not going to give up. And that's why we're not out of the woods yet here. And that's why Trump doesn't want regime change. He just wants to have them have an election. I know this is limited. That's the smart move. But South America is such a disaster that I understand we don't want China running it and getting the $18 trillion in oil and projecting power into our country and the voting machines, you know, being run out of Venezuela and all the rest of it, because the globalists picked that as a base 27 years ago to do it. But at the same time, it is quicksand. But I got to say, the military and what Trump's been doing has been very well thought out at each level. And you can't deny that Trump believes he's doing this for all the right reasons. Glenn Beck did an excellent breakdown yesterday. And you'll watch the six-minute breakdown. You'll say, oh, that's you know, what you said yesterday. Well, it's because we're not getting together on the phone deciding what we're going to say beforehand. It's like word for word what I said. It's because we both do research. But I want to expand on some of the things he said as well. I think I want to go to that first here in a moment. And then Trump spoke at the Kennedy Center. He also spoke at a retreat. We got a whole bunch. He just finished up a few minutes ago at the Kennedy Center. A lot of amazing things he said. A lot of important things he said. And a lot of funny things he said. That Melania begs him not to do his imitations. Because Trump's funny behind the scenes. But he said he can't help it. So he started doing transgender athlete imitations. So we've got some real gold for you there. And then I came across something yesterday morning that I did more research on last night because I remembered it from a space and aeronautics professor I was good friends with at UT. And I remember he wrote a book about it in the late 90s. And I remember the footnotes in it and seeing in the book a screenshot of the book he got a bunch of the information out of. Tex Mars was known as a preacher. He went and got a degree in that later. But he was an Air Force veteran, a space and aeronautics professor at UT. But he was really a futurist. He also married me and my first wife. Good friend of mine, him and Wanda, his wife. God bless him. But when I saw this video yesterday, I didn't play it on the air because I wanted to do more research. Well, I did that research early this morning. And indeed, my memory was correct. This is so powerful. Did you know there was a book written in 1997 that named the COVID release with the spike protein, self-replicating nanotech? You know it as mRNA. And Mars wrote a big old tabletop, you know, like coffee table book about nanotech, was what the book was about. But there was a lot of quotes out of this book, and then Tex always in his books put a picture of the book in it. And so I'm going to order the book. I got busy and didn't do it this morning. It's very expensive. It's out of print. But I want it because it was just one of the main sources for Mars' book, and I remember what was in it. But I did go and get a bunch of the text of the book that's online. I haven't had time to reread it. But this will blow you away. 2025 scenarios of U.S. and global society reshaped by science. Now, Joseph F. Coates, who I remember reading about a few times, but I looked him up this morning. He is recognized in the field by futurists as the top futurist probably ever. Okay. And then I remember how much of my research was out of his predictions. And so much of Mars' understanding was out of that. So, but wait till I just read you a few pages out of the book. Okay, I mean, it is like he had a time machine. But here's how he did it. The future is here, it's just not evenly distributed. Depending on the technology, most technologies are 20, 30, 40, 50 years what the general public is aware of. Most of it's not even completely secret, it's just academic. They've had free energy for 40 years. They've got all the cures to cancer. They've got everything, okay? But instead, they deploy stuff that dumbs us down, makes us infertile, mutates us, and kills us. So I'm going to budget time out today to spend at least 30 minutes on this. But you want to learn about this guy. Unbelievable. I mean, once I started reading and remembering all this, It was hard to even, he died in 2014, he was born in 1929. It was hard to stop. In fact, it kind of cut into my research time. I used to research about 3 hours in the morning on the general news. I only did like an hour and a half on the news because I was just like, just one perfect prediction after another, and naming what it would be called, naming what it would do. Lockdowns, world government, just everything. And he was the top futurist for almost every listed as the head futurist, official positions. In 45 of the top 100 Fortune 500s. So, people think I'm a futurist. Well, yeah, because I read these guys. And the thing is, there's so much knowledge that I've read over the years, and then just it just becomes kind of like wisdom, but it's just a general understanding. But when you go back and actually get into the meat and potatoes, we should be spending a lot more time on stuff like this. And the current futurists, mainly are globalists, pushing this dystopian system like it's inevitable and it's a good thing. And Bill Gates has got his fingers in all of it. The only big dog fighting it is Elon Musk on many fronts. He's not a troglodyte. He's not against the technology, but he is against the way it's being deployed. This is a big discussion that needs to happen, and it dovetails with big internet research reports that are coming out. There's a bunch of them. We just crossed the threshold the last month. Now 51% of all internet traffic in the world is bots. And they're AI bots. They pose as humans. And they're flooding the zone everywhere. And now as it scales up, soon it'll be 99% bots where you just don't know, and it creates a false reality. And that ties into all the attacks I've noticed I've been under. The globalists know they can't attack us from the position of the leftist or the globalist. They're discredited. They have no trust. They admit that. So now what they do is they go out and pose as patriots, then flood the zone with disinformation, and then attack everybody that's real and who has real grasp and research, and just put a smokescreen out. And I'm having to dig into all of that, but it's all hiding in plain view that the main groups attacking Trump and trying to undermine him, it's fine to criticize him when he's wrong, but their attacks are synthetic. They're based in lies and innuendo, and they're coordinated. And so everybody knows I'm not an infighter. I don't go around policing other people. I'm not in wars with other talk show hosts, people that say they're patriots. You know, so I can say I'm the best and I'm good. Don't listen to them. It's not about competition. I want to beat the globalist. It's about if we have Benedict Arnolds in our midst, they're trying to sow dissension and lies to break up Team Humanity, not make it better, not make it stronger, but just make everybody nasty and black-pilled, I have a responsibility to expose that. And now that I'm starting to focus on it, because I'm usually focused on the big picture, it's worse than I thought. I'm going to tie that into, when I get to all this, the latest claims of Candace Owens. And she's just a bunch of Hydra heads, one of the bigger, nastier Hydra heads that we're dealing with. And I'm very sad about having to do that. It's just, I know I'm right, and I've been proven right. And with the bots, nobody's got more bots than her. Nobody's more boosted by big tech than her. I mean, she's just the left, all their shows worship her. Google, Facebook, all of it just full pushes her everywhere, force feeds it, forces into everybody's feeds. That right there, you know, that's not a red flag. That's, whoop, danger, Will Robinson. That's bad. So right there. But the illogic when we go through each level of it is say, okay, this guy, that's your source, was arrested and convicted of attacking people, you know, and menacing with a hammer. He put out reports on TV a year ago saying his wife attacked him with a hammer. And then we get the exact video of what happened proving he did it. And they say, we don't care. And then he says, my dad was the Zodiac killer. And they say, we don't care. And then he makes up all these other lies. And they say, we don't care. You, when you eat a watermelon, you spit out the seeds. And then she doubles down on Fort Huachuca and says bots are attacking her from Fort Huachuca when she is the bot queen. And, of course, shows no evidence. And you can go to her followers and her people, and it's almost all weaponized bots, heavily pushed, and her husband runs internet scraping companies and bot factories and is a lord. And you know a lot of the main attacks on Trump are out of the UK. So I'm just like, I didn't even want to look at it. The more I look, it's just like, oh, my God, this is ridiculously proven. And her people are like, well, he is the son of the Zodiac Killer. He's got the DNA to prove it. I mean, no one knows who the Zodiac Killer is. No one ever got his DNA. Well, oh, he was at Fort Huachuca, so everything he says is true with no proof. Well, he says he's got the DNA to prove it. What? Okay, fine. I mean, this is who you're supposed... And then all I did was say, this is not true. This is a setup. I think you're being set up. Oh, you're a traitor. You're scum. All our surrogates attack me. And then I start digging into it, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, she went after Kennedy right during his confirmation with all that made-up stuff about him being an Epstein list and having a Mossad honeypot, totally made up, no evidence of it. No, she dropped that quickly because, you know, it failed. And then I can now just see with everything she's doing, don't support Javier Milei because he has blue eyes. He may be a Nazi from World War II. His family's been down there forever. He's Jewish. It's just like... you can disagree with some of the things he does, but my point is, it's you start looking at it, it's all lies. So that ties into all of that. And she now said, basically, Erica Kirk and all these other people aren't even human. They're biological robots. And that AI's taking over, and that the bots are taking over. And then literally, she's the bot queen. Riding in like the Whore of Babylon on the back of bots. And so you see now, oh, my God, this is their attack. This is how they do it. And then I see the coterie of operatives around it, and all the top Democrat podcasters and talk show hosts and people that even have shows on MSNBC are just boosting her, and, oh, she's so wonderful, and, oh, she's so good. They just flip. Oh, Hitler's bad. If you're white, you're evil. Oh, but if you love Hitler, you're good now, and Alex Jones is bad. I mean, it is so crazy. The bots, big tech boosting her, force pushing her, the left worshiping her, because it's meant to black pill MAGA, discredit us, and make this agenda to save the country and the world fall apart. That's it. And then say that I'm the establishment when I'm on Rumble, and I'm on X, and I'm not even boosted there, and I'm under all this bot attack, and I'm on talk radio stations, and I'm funded by you. And, oh, he's the establishment. He's this and that. But meanwhile, I'm not allowed to be on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. I'm banned. Still banned. And people just go, oh, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. All the leftist shows are worshiping and pushing her. I mean, Jimmy Dore has come out and attacked me and twisted a bunch of stuff against me and all this stuff because they all know that this is the establishment move. The old corporate media is dead. It's being defunded. The independent media is the media. And so the clear move that these globalist projects are involved in is going in and financing and taking control of all these influencers. And you can see the unified talking points. You can see the attacks of the hyper pro-Hitler, Israel obsessed with the Islamics, with the Qatar funding, which is $10 billion a year to the U.S. alone. And they make a joke. Oh, Qatari, it doesn't exist. Oh. Meanwhile, you have the Qatari minister saying, no, we do fund social media. We do spend billions on that. Yeah, we spend $4 billion a year on the universities and $3 billion a year on social media in the U.S. and $3 billion a year. And, you know, giving Trump airplanes, all the rest of it. And I'm not saying they run everything. I'm just saying China's got huge lobbies. The U.K. has lobbies. Venezuela has huge lobbies. And Qatar's there. I'm telling you, who's funding this stuff? Is a coalition of the Muslim Brotherhood, Qatar, a bunch of UK money, Democrat Party money, and they're all together openly attacking Trump and saying he's the problem and misrepresenting what Trump says and does, and Trump certainly isn't perfect and makes missteps, It's just that you can see it. So I'm kind of already getting into this, but I'll get back into it later. I mean, it is just over the top insane. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And just doubling down. Yeah, Mitch Snow's great. Mitch Snow is the son of the Zodiac Killer. Mitch Snow's wife broke his hands and feet with a hammer, and here's the arrest date, and he's attacking her with the hammer, but it doesn't think that's okay. And, you know, he lied about all this other stuff, and, you know, just move on from all the congressmen and all of them that have their alibis. Oh, your alibi, I'm the queen. Okay, you weren't there. Still doesn't matter. Fort Huachuca sending bots at me. It's all Fort Huachuca. I mean, it's literally beyond brain rot. It's globalist New World Order slop. And then it's just like the Q thing where we one go, we all go stuff. They just go fed slop, fed slop, fed slop, fed slop. And you're like, what does that even mean? So I'm glad that I began to investigate this. Listeners asked me to. Was very nice. He said, hey, this guy isn't for real. He's a fraud. And now that's been proven over and over and over and over again. And then they all attack me because I'm so busy covering other things in geopolitics and studying the globalist treaties and what's happening that I was not really watching or following what these groups were doing. I saw some things that were concerning me the last year, but now I've been focusing, and it's absolutely what my gut instinct was correct. And it's just going to continue to come out and continue to come out and continue to come out that these are very bad actors, folks. And when you pull back, you're like, God, they're hyper foaming at the mouth. Anti-Trump and anti-any institution that's getting people to vote for populist and conservatives and is really the same talking points as all the Democrats. Because, again, they know they can't win just coming at us as leftists and Democrats. They have to do it, quote, as, oh, we're the real patriots. We're against the New World Order. Remember, the globalism didn't exist. The New World Order didn't exist. The Bilderberg Group didn't exist. You know, I'm the crazy guy. None of that over the last 32 years. 32 years in April. And then now, oh, it's all out in the open. Oh, there is corruption. There's a problem. And Alex Jones is the Fed. He's the one, see. He's the one you can't listen to. He's the Batman. Now we have this crazy man with all the restraining orders and convictions and constant unending lies, all verifiable, and just saying, and by the way, I'm the Zodiac Killer's son. And they say, yep, it's all true. And so it's a cult because it's a litmus test. Like, you're a Democrat, two men can have a baby. You're a Democrat. There's no X and Y chromosomes. And the new thing is, Charlie Kirk was murdered by TPUSA and his wife. And it was all planned at Fort Huachuca. And it just doesn't matter. And you have to accept that. And then that muddies the waters over the real cover-up, I believe, of what happened to Charlie that we've been covering and detailing. So the deep state kills him. Bare minimum, they're involved. Tyler Robinson thinks he did it. Shows up as transgender Tyle, smiling, proud of himself. All his boyfriends are, you know, saying, yeah, we're going to kill Charlie Kirk tomorrow, and they don't get in trouble. And I'm like, hey, we should look at that. And we're like, no, we look at Fort Huachuca, which is a total dead end on purpose. So this is an intelligence operation. You can see it, and that's why I've been spending time on it. But that's coming up, all right? Stay with us. We got huge news on multiple fronts right ahead. I'm funded by you. And I appreciate your support and very humbly thank you for your support, those that have. Those that haven't, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Moving quick through this news. Trump made some comments today that are dead on, that I was already intending to come in and really start the show with this. There has to be maximum emergency. That goes without saying. And we have to understand that we have the trifecta. We have the judiciary, the Supreme Court, we have the legislative, Congress, and the Senate, and we have the executive. And now is the time to get rid of the filibuster. The Democrats have said they are going to get rid of it when they get in the Senate ever. So with only 51 votes in the Senate, Trump can, he's got more than that right now, about 54. But you got to have that supermajority to do anything under the filibuster. We have got to drop the hammer on them now. We've got to break the glass. We've got to get the fire axe here. And we've got to, again, have urgency at every level. And Trump is absolutely right. that if he loses the midterms, the Dems will impeach him. He points out we've got to get voter ID. Well, he signed the executive orders to pull federal funds from states that don't make you have an ID. And now the midterms are less than a year away. So the urgency is just white hot right now. And Trump has the urgency. And they've been getting some things done on that front, but not enough. Trump won't quit the filibuster fight. Thune can't give him what he wants. It's got to be done, ladies and gentlemen. This country's 250 years old. No nation or empire has ever survived past 250. And you notice the CFR and the globalists had written us off that it was going to be the Chinese century and it was all over. But the last minute we got Trump back in, he's making all the right moves to reassert our economic dominance, to get control of this hemisphere, and to decouple from the rules-based order of the UN and the globalist, the world government. And it's the only move we had, and it's the right moves. Is it going to be executed perfectly? No. But make no mistake, what you see out of Trump is being done for the American people. And that's why the elites of the world are so pissed at him. Here's President Trump.
Thanks. But you got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached. We don't impeach them. You know why? Because they're meaner than we are. We should have impeached Joe Biden for 100 different things.
Well, that's totally true. Let's have a little levity here for a moment, though. He's cut all the federal funding to anybody that has men and women sports. Same thing with the universities. And we love it when Trump gets back to having some fun. Here he is on his imitation of trans athletes in women's sports. My wife hates it when I do this. Here it is.
And she gets up and they put a little tiny thing like this, little thing. And my wife, by the way, my wife hates when I do this. She said, you know, she's a very classy person, right? She said, it's so unpresidential. I said, but I did become president. You know, somebody, she hates when I dance. I said, everybody wants me to dance. Darling, it's not presidential. She actually said, could you imagine FDR dancing? She said that to me. And I said, there's a long history that perhaps she doesn't know. Because he was an elegant fellow, even as a Democrat, right? He was the attack by Japan, you know, he was quite elegant. But he wouldn't be doing this. But nor would too many others. But she says, darling, please, the weightlifting is terrible. And I have to say this, the dancing they really like. She said, they don't like it. They're just being nice to you. I said, that's not right. The place goes crazy. They're screaming, dance, please. Dance. But the weightlifting. But no, the girl gets up. And you see, I want to be more, but I have somebody watching. I want to be more effusive. I want to really, yeah. But she gets it. And oh, drops the thing, walks off the stage crying, her mother's crying, her father's crying. Guy gets up. He said, have you lifted before? A little bit. And he walks up, being, he could have gone, ding, 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 ding. I think it was 112 pounds, right? It's crazy.
It is crazy. But they do that on purpose. They give us litmus tests that are crazy to see if we'll put up with it. That is a psychological warfare tactic. Now, shifting gears to the developments in Venezuela. I want to be clear. I understand Trump's goals, why he's doing it. If it can be successful to let them have elections and not let China run that place and stop the election fraud that they project out of there with Smartmatic and the rest of it, it's great. But I have not been predicting that it couldn't turn into a quagmire, that the communist militias will continue to fight any government they try to elect, and that it could be a real disaster. So I want to be clear about that. Jackson Hinkle's coming on in the third hour to really have a discussion about this and I guess debate me on things he disagrees with. Robert Barnes put out a post on Axios on Tomorrow saying Jones has a great record with his tip jar, but I think he'll be wrong on his prediction that we're going to see the names of hundreds of Hollywood stars who were on the payroll coming out. I don't know what he's talking about. That's from Patrick Byrne, who's been a very accurate source in the past, but we've seen all the other stuff on the Democrats coming out, the corruption and Tulsi Gabbard's releasing all these documents. So, I mean, I believe that, but I don't really get, maybe post his ex post, because I had it here in the stack, but I got moved around somewhere. I don't see it now, but I'm not specifically predicting everything that's going to happen to Venezuela. I'm simply here trying to look at all the different angles of it. And Glenn Beck did an excellent breakdown yesterday that's basically identical to mine, because that's how Trump sees it. That's how the policies are. That's the history of it. And the question is, will it be successful? Regardless, Trump's going with this. So I did not cheerlead for this operation. You can say it's not really regime change. You can say it's law enforcement. You know, he's been indicted for all these crimes. But at the end of the day, it is telling him you better have regime change, you better have an election, or we're going to just blockade you forever, which is a form of war itself. So, you know, technically, it is an attempt at regime change. Here's Trump on Maduro. He's a violent guy, and he has killed millions of people. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas. That's true. There's Barnes's comment. Nope, won't happen. This will be the year Alex's superb prediction jar runs empty. Wow. Exclusive. The Trump admin is set to release proof that a huge number of Hollywood stars have been on the Venezuelan communist payroll to engage in anti-Americanism propaganda for over 20 years. Well, it's come out that they paid Hollywood people here and there that we know of. It's come out they pay a ton of different influencers and journalists and people. I don't know if Jackson Hinkle's been on the payroll, but he certainly goes down there and gets, you know, recognized by Maduro in their Congress and is big pallywows with them. I mean, I'll ask him about this when he comes up, but I don't see how that prediction, I mean, that's what I'm being told. I'm reporting on that, so we'll see. Do we play the Trump clip? I can't remember anymore. The Trump on Maduro. All right, yeah, here's Trump on Maduro.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years. And, you know, he's a violent guy. He gets up there and he tries to imitate my dance a little bit. But he's a violent guy, and he's killed millions of people. He's tortured. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas that they're closing up. But he's tortured people, and now what they do, the radical left, they actually have people, and it's hard to get them. They're all paid people. Most of these people are paid. You know they're paid when they have brand new, beautiful printed signs by, like, the highest quality printer, and you have a woman, free Maduro. And the sign is before we even did the attack. You know, free Maduro. Why do you want him freed? I don't know, but he should be free. Oh, she reads the sign. What does that say? It says free. Well, that's what I believe.
And that's totally true. In New York, in D.C., in L.A., all over the country, they have the raid in the middle of the night. The next morning, the perfectly same sign, same messages, all funded by a Soros multinational NGO. That's been looked up. It's always the same signs, the same designs. And they're all out there on the streets. This is AstroTurf, bottom line. Venezuela braces for economic collapse from U.S. blockade on oil exports. That's right. Maduro's motorcycle thugs go door-to-door and hunt for Trump supporters. Colombian president rages, come get me, I'm waiting, in huge taunt to Trump. Colombian president ready to take up arms in face of Trump threats. Civil war fears explode as heavily armed militias take over Caracas streets. Gunfire and explosions rock Venezuela's presidential palace in Caracas. So it's going into civil war, folks. Trump team puts a target on Cuba, then threatens an oil blockade. They've already basically done it because Venezuela supplies like 90% of it. So, yeah, I mean, this is degenerating into a quagmire. It's better than boots on the ground. And I think in the end, you know, we'll be able to help them have some free and fair elections. But these rebels aren't going to give up the communists because their business is drug trade. And that's what Matt Bracken was saying. He hates Venezuelan communists. He obviously supports the objective, but can you get the objective? How the Don Rowe Doctrine reinforces Xi's vision of power in Asia. And it's true that Russia and China want a tripolar world, but the UN, the EU, the globalist project was so corrupt and evil, and China double-crossed it on top of that, that it fell apart. So that whole system already failed. It's not like, oh, should we get away from the UN rules-based New World Order global government system where the globalists direct everybody, or should we go with the new tripolar world? It's already here. It's not a debate. And then Trump's coming into the vacuum saying, all right, we'll get all the foreign investment. We'll get the rare earth minerals. We'll take control of our hemisphere again. We'll kick the Chi-Coms out of Panama Canal and out of Venezuela. And we'll get all these jobs back and we'll boost everything. And then we'll stop the third world invasion. I mean, he's doing what he should do. We're going to stop all this domestic fraud with all these NGOs. We're going to cut access to the oil to China. And then we win the economic war with China, and they are at war with us. All right, let's go ahead now and go to Glenn Beck doing an excellent little six-minute breakdown on this. You'll say, well, I heard this yesterday from you. I know. We're not getting a script, you know, from somewhere. This is the history of it. And there's a few things Beck didn't get to and a few things I didn't get to. So I'm going to, after that, add some key points to this. And then we're going to move on into all of the other news, particularly what's happening with the fraud investigations and all the raids around the country, particularly Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul, Minnesota, where you've got arrests already being made. That's very, very quick. And you look at the scale of how fast the federal law enforcement normally moves. So let's go to Glenn Beck.
Okay, so I want to go over. I put a chalkboard up, and if you're watching us at glennbeck.com, you'll see Venezuela, China, Iran, they're all connected. All of these things are connected. And if somebody tells you this is all about the oil, listen to them. Because it is, but I don't know if they understand what they're even saying about that, and I'll explain in a second. If they're saying, well, this is about drugs. Okay. This is about terror. This is about the hemisphere. This is about the U.S. military and the war machine. Yes to all of those things. So let me pull them apart. First of all, right now, Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves on earth, 303 billion barrels. That's $17+ trillion at the current market value. They also claim about 8,000 to 10,000 tons of gold that is still in ground. Okay. Now here's the part you're not being told. With all of that oil, we don't need the oil. Have you noticed the gas prices? They keep coming down. We don't need the oil. We need to pull the oil out of the ground ourselves, which we are. We need to refine it ourselves, which we are. China needs the oil. China buys 60 to 90% of all of Venezuela's crude exports. China also buys 85 to 90% of all of the oil from Iran. China also buys nearly half of all Russian oil. What's happening right now? Well, 60 to 90% of all of the exports from Venezuela now not going to China. How is China going to be able to power all of their electricity needs? How are they going to do that if they don't get oil from Venezuela? Oh, and what else has been destabilized this weekend? Iran. They buy 85 to 90% of all of the oil in Iran, and those are huge oil reserves as well. So when people say this isn't about oil, or this is about oil, the argument goes back and forth. No, it's not about oil. We don't need it. No, it absolutely is about oil, but not for us. This is about Donald Trump, again, playing to win the long game. You're not going to have any of the oil from Western allies. Not going to happen. We don't need you to win because you have all of the energy. You're not going to do it. We need the energy. The West needs the energy. And you're not pulling it out of our hemisphere. Okay. If Iran and Venezuela fall at the same time, China loses 70% of its non-U.S. regulated oil supply. 70%. What else does that mean besides AI? You lose 70% of your oil from that's non-U.S. You lose 70%. What else can't you do? Well, you can't go into Taiwan. You certainly can't have a war with Taiwan. You can't have AI dominance. There's no BRICS reserve currency. So just on the oil front, absolutely it's about oil, but not the way everybody, oh, that's because Exxon's going to get rich. No, because if you shut down the oil, no war in Taiwan because they don't have the energy to do it, no AI dominance because they won't have the energy to do it, and no BRICS currency. Game over for now. That's why this matters. And that's only one piece of this. Here's what Marco Rubio said over the weekend. We don't need Venezuela's oil. What we're not going to allow, however, is for the oil industry in this hemisphere to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. Is that imperialism? Or is that the defense of the hemisphere? I want you to know, and we'll talk about this later, because I think we have a George AI today after the show. I think, and we'll talk to Jason about this, I think George AI is going to talk about act of war and, you know, what the founders thought about foreign entanglements and everything else. But we can argue about the constitutionality of what Donald Trump did. Does he have the right to do it? Well, I don't know. I think he does. I don't necessarily like it, but I also don't like the fact that Congress would have to be involved on short-term things. The way it's generally been played is I think it's 30 or 45 days he can go in and do something in defense of the country, and then they have to approve any ongoing things with 30 or 45 days. And I'm kind of comfortable with that. But we can argue about that. There's, you know, strict constitutionalists who say absolutely not. And you know what? You might be right. There are other people who say, no, he has the right. And you know what? I have a harder time believing that, no, he can do whatever he wants. That's not true. But we can argue about it. What you cannot argue about is if you say you're America first, this isn't America first. This is absolutely America first. This is the most America first thing I have ever seen. Notice another thing. Trump is not just confronting our enemies. He's stealing alliances. The UAE don't like a lot of the stuff in the Middle East. But notice they're not being bombed. They're being courted. Why? Why? Because power flows through relationships, not just weapons. This is all about blocking Iran, China, and Russia. More on this going deeper in just a second.
And here's the key. You can be a purist and say America shouldn't project power anywhere. America shouldn't make deals. America should let dictatorships be right off our coast and manipulate however they want. We should just be total isolationist. But you have to understand that our country will totally collapse. We will be in an endless total depression in every economic analysis and actuary. But this is not the old globalist order. We're fighting all over the world for the new world order to transfer our jobs to China. This is America standing back up and doing every policy you would do to get the country back on its feet again. So if you believe in any self-preservation, What Trump is doing is very pragmatic and makes total sense. And that's just the fact. So that's why I defend Trump overall, is because I know that America's becoming a force for good again. We're kicking the globalist system out. The globalists, the Chi-Coms, other predatory groups are trying to dominate us, and we're fighting for our very survival. It's that simple. So you better think about the ramifications of this if you don't get on board, folks. It's that simple. History's happening. Global historic realignment. Now listen, two big announcements. Today only, 47% off store-wide on all the supplements, all the products, and more. And this is one of those days, it only comes every few months, where you get put in 50x every time you order anything for the sweepstakes on two incredible super off-road vehicles. On January 6, 2021, a group of patriots peacefully took a stand in the face of now-proven election fraud. To celebrate our fight and vindication that it was total fraud, we are running our Patriot Day sale. Today only, everything on the AlexJonesStore.com is 47% off. No discount code needed. Every order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor, $10,000 cash, and a brand new Ford F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash on each one of those. Don't miss out. This amazing sale ends tonight, January 6th at midnight. Go to theAlexJonesStore.com and take action now. And then separately, we do surveys with the folks. We look online with what's most popular. Concentrated pure beef tallow with methylene blue and other key vitamins is super popular for years with women. It's one of the top selling trends. So we didn't invent this. We went and private labeled one of the top ones in the country. You want it? You got it. Defend your skin with the power of methylene blue. It doesn't turn your skin blue. It just energizes it. Bovine blue tallow is crafted with 100% grass-fed, pasture-raised beef tallow and supercharged with methylene blue, one of the most studied cellular support formulas in existence. Just energizes your cells. Tallow balm moisturizes, nourishes, revitalizes your skin, and is rich in vitamins A, D, E, and K, and deeply hydrates without clogging pores and without turning your skin blue. Today only, at 47% off introductory price on methylene blue tallow balm as part of our Patriot Day sale. Get it now. Bovine blue tallow at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything to become a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and so much more. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
Given up basically my time, my energy, my name. I've been totally attacked. Any physical stuff of any, you know, great import has been taken away, which was actually a weight off of me, the few things I had. Feels good to have integrity. Feels good to be well researched and studied. It feels good to tell you what I really think is the truth and is pro-humanity, regardless of how I get attacked, regardless of the system coming after me. All I've gotten in 10 years of supporting Trump is attacks and demonization and lawsuits and criminal investigations. Never gotten a dollar from Republicans or Trump or anybody. But I backed it because it was light years better than the Democrats and because Trump rode in on the populist wave that we the people created. And now it's happening all over the world. Trump, though imperfect, is just one manifestation of that. And I've seen the criticisms constantly by the conservatives that they're not deporting enough people. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Ignoring the fact that Biden totally dismantled the infrastructure. Trump, in less than a year, turned it back on. It's soaring towards, on current trajectory, record deportations by the middle of next year. You see ICE out there totally overwhelmed, battling, carrying out constitutional duty, being attacked, shot at, killed. The Democrat operatives like Swallowswell and Schumer saying, when we get back in, we're going to put you all in prison for doing your job. Being spit on, being hit in the head with bricks. The National Guard getting killed under attack. This country is literally fighting for its life. The globalists, the CFR, you can pull it up, wrote constant articles and books for decades. The American century is over. By the year 2020, it'll be clear the country's done. But their plan is failing. So, yeah, spend your time on Trump's ass or Republicans, what they can do better, and that's good to hold their feet to the fire. But spend a lot of your time remembering the globalists, the UN, Keir Starmer, Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, George Soros, and the things they're out there and the things they're doing. And Mondami, putting all these communists and globalists in and saying, we're going to take homes from white people. White people shouldn't be able to have their own home. It's the same stuff in the UK. Oh, there's too many brown people in prison. We're going to let them go and put whites in. We're going to have longer sentences for white men. That's official government policy in the UK and in Germany. And now in Canada. I mean, I have Keir Starmer and I have the head judges saying it. Playing it last week. It's outrageous. And humanity is waking up and saying no to it. Now, I'm loaded for bear when we join hundreds of radio stations that don't carry the first five when we come back from this 1 minute break. And we're seeing real action now on going after the fraud. And in the cities where the Somalis have been set up by the Democrats as the bagmen, because they're a mafia, they're a clan, they're around 90% of the fraud. But it's white people, it's brown people, it's Hispanics, it's a free-for-all the Democratic Party. And what's coming out now is the very same healthcare scams and daycare scams that the Somalis are running. Well, it turns out these Congress people and these state reps and the Capitol cop that shot Ashley Babbitt, turns out he's running these things. That's what this whole thing is. That's what the UN does all over the world, runs these scams. Top UN official just got caught running large portions of the Minnesota fraud. That's what they do. It's shocking. The UN's involved. What do you mean? That's what it was set up to do. to rob the snot out of you. We'll show all the receipts in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in
the morning and the light. Does it surprise you what's happening with Tim Walz?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. The scale of the fraud that the Trump administration, with the help of great independent journalists like Nick Shirley, is uncovering right now is surely shocking. But President Trump has been calling out Tim Walz for his incompetence and corrupt leadership for a very long time. And Trump was right about everything. This is another example of that, which is why Governor Walz is dropping out of the race for re-election today. This is a man who can no longer even win the support of the voters within his home state because his policies have failed them. And now the great people of Minnesota, a state that was once known as the land of 10,000 lakes, has been turned into the land of 10,000 Somali schemes because of their governor. And don't forget, this is a guy who was at the top of the Democrat Party's ticket, the number two. He was Kamala Harris's running mate just about a year ago until President Trump crushed them last November. And it was in large part because the president was calling out this fraud. And so this has been a day one priority for the Trump administration, Jesse. The Department of Justice has convicted and prosecuted nearly 100 defendants in Minnesota. And because of these new details and this new reporting that has come to light, this is a all hands on deck across the entire government effort. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state. So this is all hands on deck. Rest assured, it's a top priority for President Trump, and he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable, and I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
Well, they should, because it's too much money to lose. You can't say, oh, oops, I don't know where it went, especially when all of those whistleblowers going crazy, and the AG there, Ellison, acting like he was running PR for these Somalians. So down in Venezuela, there's a lot of action, and the country is thrilled with the precise, flawless military execution overseen by the commander-in-chief and the team. What comes next?
Well, first of all, I have to give incredible credit to President Trump, Secretary Hegseth, Secretary Rubio, our Vice President J.D. Vance, the entire team across the board. This is undoubtedly one of the greatest foreign policy and military achievements the United States of America has ever seen. And as Joe Biden used to falsely say, we can now truly say America is back, thanks to the courage of President Trump, thanks to the leadership of his amazing cabinet, and thanks, of course, to our brave men and women in the United States military. So now this exact same team of foreign policy leaders who have been running President Trump's Venezuela foreign policy this entire time will continue to do that. We have a lot of leverage over the remaining Maduro government right now. I know Secretary Rubio is in constant correspondence with them. We're going to make sure this country aligns with the interests of the United States of America.
All right, and congratulations to you too.
And that's why all the globalists and the fake right-wingers and everybody are so upset because this is America taking back control of our sovereignty and not being run by the globalists of the UN and BlackRock. This is against all their interests, all their plans. The CIA tried to stop this happening. They failed. You can say it's going to be a disaster. You can say it's going to be a quagmire. We'll see. I think that's an open book right now. We're going to have to examine it as it unfolds. But this is about the return of our sovereignty. You cannot debate that. And that's a big deal. So we've got all this footage out of Minnesota. They announced yesterday this task force. They hit this morning, and they're in other states now. And when they check these addresses and find out there's felons there and convicted child molesters and you name it, they're raiding these facilities. When you've already got a crime committed, then boom, they're getting the warrants, they're hitting them. And that's what we need, real action. We need thousands of indictments. These are open and shut. But now we've learned, not one, not two, not three, but dozens of judges in Minnesota alone. And you've seen the one case, $8 million stolen by two guys in a P.O. box, didn't render any home care. And then they were found guilty by the jury in just 4 hours, open and shut, and the liberal Soros judge let them go. Now it's dozens of judges they're finding are doing this. So, and it's happening in Michigan and California. It is crazy. And we've got all these UN officials and all these Democrat Congress people and state reps all running the same scams. And Lieutenant Michael Byrd, you know, that shot Ashley Babbitt, oh, turns out he's involved in all this. It goes on and on and on. Undeclared daycare center in Maryland at his home and has pocketed $190 million in HHS funds? What? What? I mean, now you're, whoa, put that back up there. Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who shot Ashley Babbitt dead in January 6, 2021 in cold blood, runs an unaccredited daycare center in Maryland at his home and has pocketed $190 million. Boy, that must be a big house. Is there like 100,000 kids in it? Are you starting to see? And folks, do you think he actually runs that himself? I remember like 15 years ago, there was even a local news article where something like $56 million of tax returns were sent to a four-bedroom in East Austin. And the news went out there, and no one was even living there. There's the house that billed $190 million. And we can do the whole show on this. And now, they have found today five more UN officials in Minnesota alone overseeing stuff, including the head of the Security Council. That's the number three position in the UN. And the UN's always been about NGOs and stealing money and getting taxpayer money from around the world. People are just not going, wow, this is crazy. The UN, who do you think sets this up? It's the same model in Ireland and Australia and Sweden and Denmark and Scotland and Canada. It's all the same groups, the same NGOs, the same people. And you better believe Byrd didn't get $10 million of the $190 million. He's a bag man. And I'm not defending the Somalis or any of these people. They're just bag men. Because I learned how this worked. You've heard me for decades. Explain it. They found the mayor's brother, he was mayor at the time, who ran a law firm for illegal aliens in Austin, had a huge underground dungeon under the house. And when the coyotes would get illegals up here, they'd sign them up for welfare, sign them up for jobs, skim most of the money. This is just a little spot point that happened like 12 years ago. It even hit the local news. And finally, some of them escaped. The police came and arrested him, and he had people locked up in a dungeon who got here with one payment, but were supposed to get another payment from their family in Latin America where they came from. Most of them weren't Mexican. And then they'd torture them if they didn't give them the money. And that's just the mayor's brother. I mean, it just... it's just a little spot point on this. Do you understand, folks, the level of savage, focused criminal operations? And now you know why Democrats fight so hard. Of course they're engaged in election fraud and have been caught. They are so much more criminal than you could even imagine. I have trouble imagining it. It is mind-blowing. So now, breaking. DHS agents are now on the ground here in Minneapolis going door-to-door at Somali care centers. People are like, why are you targeting Somalis? Because they're 90% of it. They're conducting spot audits to find out exactly where the money went. We might be seeing some Somali fraud arrests DHS today. Well, there's actually been arrests. And people say, well, how'd that happen? I looked at the local news. When there's already warrants out and they check the names, boom, you're arrested. Because obviously if you're crooks running stuff like this, you're going to have a bunch of other criminal stuff you're doing. Here's that clip.
The ground, they say they see these daycare centers, adult daycare centers, autism centers, home health care centers all over the place. So that's why DHS has to be here, Dana, to knock on these doors and say, you've received this much money. What'd you do with it? So we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, glad you're there. Thank you, Alexis.
So Liz Collins.
Amazing. Look at this. The DOJ is signaling many more fraud indictments are coming soon in Minnesota. 98 have been charged, 85 have been Somalis. Of the 98, $9 billion in fraud discovered. That's the old confirmed number. It's $24 billion. Tim Walz didn't drop out over what's been found. He dropped out over what's coming. I agree with Benny Johnson. Oh, but here's Tim Walz's daughter. We'll go to her in a little bit. Breaking, soon-to-be former Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's daughter, Hope Walz, claims MAGA targeted her father because he's everything Trump will ever be. You mean a horrible, degenerate, communist Chinese agent? Let's go ahead and hear from her.
My dad would say part of the decision he decided to step away from the race was to kind of get that target off of Minnesota. Uh-huh. I think he believes if he's not in the race, there's nothing, they have nothing else.
Yeah.
Because he has that, you know, national profile. Trump just hates him for some reason.
Yep.
I think it's because he's everything Trump will never be. So there's that. And I think without him in the race or trying to, you know, continue governing the state past next year, I think he thinks that kind of the target will be off.
Incredible. And so here's footage of the raids happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other cities right now. But look at this. Public federal funds. Mr. Bird, who shot Ashley Babbitt, got an award for it 5 years ago today. The Birds have received, in just the last few years, $190 million in HHS daycare funds to one house. And then they link through the documents right there. I mean, you can't make that up. And here's why the DOJ and the FBI, who've known about this, and they already found a couple trillion stolen by the NGOs and USAID, the Department of Energy, and all the rest of it, and the EPA. The last 76 days of Biden, when Trump was president-elect, they were just wiring billions to random bank accounts without even names on it. Remember all that? There have been some indictments of high-level people, you know, over the agencies and things, but still no indictments of the kingpins above them. And a lot of that is because some Republicans are on the payroll, too. Doge found about 7-8%, they know where the money went to Republicans. And we know the names of the Republicans. Lindsey Graham. People like that. So, wow. $190 million billed to one house. And granted, it's a nice house. Let's put it on screen. We can even look the address up. Looks about like a 5-bedroom to me. House like that costs about $1 million in Austin. Bird's Family Daycare, Brandywine. There's the address. School care, after school care. Accreditation, meals provided. They charge for that too for the government. Transportation. Oh, yeah, that's another one of the scams. ages 6 weeks to 12 years, hours 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that one house build, $190 million. Oh, and guess when it opened up and he started getting the money? 2021. What happened 5 years ago? Well, Mr. Bird did a really special service for everybody. Here, let's pull up. I hate watching it, but we'll watch it. Our own reporter shot the footage. Our one guy that went in the building. Not mad at him, but contrary to my orders, I said nobody went in the building, but couldn't help himself. He went in. As a journalist, he still got charged. Still had to battle all that. But he got the footage of her being murdered. And then all of a sudden, hey, here's how you do it. Here's how we take care of you. And I'm just surmising it, but you know, the way they work in every other case is he didn't get 190 mil. The Somalis get about 30% in Minnesota in the cases we've already seen where they've been convicted. And then they split up the other portion, the 70%, between the Democratic Party, campaign contributions and payoffs, and the other half goes to Somalia. Yeah, let's roll the, is this a bleeped version? There's a lot of cussing on this. Yeah, go ahead and roll the footage. Here he is. Here's Bird executing her. Go ahead and roll it. And then 190 mil. Here you go. That's a lot of cash for a hit. Gosh, poor thing. Poor sweetheart. Her husband's such a great guy. Had him on. She is fighting for life, veteran dying. And, I mean, the bounty on Maduro was just $50 million. That's a $190 million bounty. Well, that pays pretty well. See, truth stranger than fiction. You're not watching Rod Serling in the Twilight Zone. You're watching the Tuesday, January 6, 2026 transmission. Federal public documents. Their one daycare, their house. $190 million. In one of his last auto pit acts, Joe Biden pardoned him retroactively of any crime. Does that cover him? Because you know he got state funds too. Does that cover him? I mean, I'm sure the $190 million, I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'm sure the tuition must be like $5 million per kid a year. So that's why. It's totally normal. But it's a good side gig. It's a really good side gig. And reportedly, he's big buddies with Pelosi, so I'd look at her as getting a big piece of it. Hard to believe that, but it's true. Chuckie Schumer is really upset. This is disgusting, he wrote on X. Trump is planning to cut off $10 billion in funding for child care and critical social services to five blue states, including New York. We should be expanding access to child care for American families. Instead, Trump is playing politics with our children's lives. What, because almost all of it's been turned out to be total fraud? Look at this. And this headline's not even strong enough. Somali ambassador to UN is linked to shady Ohio healthcare company in Medicaid fraud scandal, HHS official. He's not linked to it. He's the director. The UN ambassador is listed as having served as managing director up until last year of Progressive Healthcare Services, 2014 on, overlapping with his tenure as Somalia's permanent representative in New York. But it gets crazy. Crazier. He is the head of the Security Council. Did you just hear what I just said? Holy smokes, writes Eric Daugherty. HHS just confirmed that Somalian UN Security Council President Abubakar Osman is associated with proven Medicaid fraud at a Cincinnati, Ohio home health care agency. He's been connected to a bunch of other states, too. He's the president of the UN Security Council. HHS has previously taken action against Progressive in response to a conviction for Medicaid fraud. So there's convictions here. Let me repeat. This Somali link to Medicaid fraud literally led the emergency UN meeting today where countries attacked the U.S. for arresting Maduro. This guy is Somali's representative of the UN. Leave the UN now. I mean, look, the president of the UN Security Council. I wonder how much money he got. You think he gets as much as Bird does, 190 mil, him and his wife? Look at this, is another one. If there's a single Somali, especially those in government roles, who don't own a taxpayer-funded daycare or healthcare company, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Jibril Muhammad, the policy advisor for Somalia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, also owns home healthcare companies in Ohio. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cute? This was in yesterday's stack. See if you can find it in the 100-plus videos. And you can look this up, but it just never gets old. There's at least 8 states that give $30,000 to illegal aliens. No interest, no payback, anything. Just free money to get a home. Citizens don't get that. While we're pulling that up, I just want this to just continue to sink into you. Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd, who shot unarmed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, reportedly has a taxpayer-funded daycare in his home run by his wife. Because of course he does, but now we learn $190 million. And you know, because we've had convictions and we've got the numbers, and they haven't convicted the people up above them in most cases, the Somalis keep 30%, whether it's in Ohio, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in Washington State, whether it's in Minnesota. It's because it's all mechanized. It's all run the same. They're very well organized because they're a tribe. They're a clan. They're a special clan of the former rulers of Somalia who killed hundreds of thousands of people. Her dad was the top general, Ilhan Omar. I mean, these are hardcore Legion of Doom villains. Let's go to this lady and then go to break, breaking down the 30,000 free illegals. Here it is.
Thing for Americans. I had not even touched the surface of how bad it's gotten in our country, where every elected official is doing something for everyone except Americans. Just listen to this. The governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is giving $30,000 to each illegal immigrant family just to help them to move into homes. Let me ask you, Americans, has anyone ever given you $30,000? I've bought two homes. I bought two homes, and I don't know how many apartments I lived in when I was younger. No one ever gave me any money. They are giving $30,000 to illegal immigrants in Massachusetts. Now, illegal immigrants probably have not paid a lot of taxes in Massachusetts. Therefore, the money that she's giving illegal immigrants is coming from her hard-working American citizen taxpayers. That's where the money is coming from. But that doesn't stop there. This is what she's also doing. Each family can also get up to $4,000 per month in EBT cash. Up to $4,000 a month. Do you know that how few Americans get any money, especially cash, from our government? Almost none. I mean, you know, you talk about the people who are usually the poorest people, but just regular American taxpayers, we don't get any money from our government. Then $500 per month for food. Wouldn't you like $500 per month for food? And then they get free health care and free cable.
They do with the illegals because they tell them to skip the immigration area for 7 years. If they don't pay them the money, they deport them. That's the secret. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support. Very humbly, thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC moss, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. charge, you get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I still can't get over, and it's linked to the Gateway Pundit, that Ashley Babbitt's killer, Officer Byrd, and his wife since January 6th to their home nursery school, billed $190 million. And you got the head of the UN Security Council doing the same stuff. I mean, the brazenness of these people. And while they bankrupt the country with the Cloud Pivot plan to bring in the new system, they transfer all the wealth to themselves. This is a unified criminal mafia organization, the likes of which the planet has never seen. And whether you're in Denmark, or whether you're in Sweden, or whether you're in France, or whether you're in Germany, or Italy, or New Zealand, or Canada, or the U.S. in a blue city, it is all run the same programs, the same NGOs. That's what the UN is. And they are destroying us. You can look it up. You know what a private in the military that's got a wife and child gets on the pay they get is below poverty line, and you know they get on average $700 a month in food stamps. We should raise the pay of even our privates to a level of subsistence. But illegal aliens get $4,000 a month in SNAP on average. A single black mother who's American gets about $1,200. And this is the same group telling you, oh, reparations, we're going to take care of everybody. Oh, they're going to take care of us, all right. They're going to bankrupt the country and bring in total world government. And President Trump on the economic front is doing a 100. And that's why we criticize him where he's wrong and try to get him back on track. But where he's right, we're 100% behind him, proudly. Because we're the underdogs. We're fighting the globalists. It's America surrounded. Fighting for our lives and winning. Now I want to get into Venezuela and some of the economic things that are unfolding from that. This is very important, but I want everybody to remember, I'm not funded with $190 million from your taxpayer money. I never gotten a dime of taxpayer money. I never gotten any foundation money. Never got any rich money. Never got any money from Republicans or the Israelis, the Qataris, or anybody. I have always been funded by you, the listeners, and the sponsors we have. It's all transparent. It's all great products because I want you to have a great response and a great event, a great experience. So we have a relationship. And I've had the Democratic Party. I remember when it came out in federal court last year that Paul Weiss Law Firm, this was filed in federal court, was in Bloomberg. I couldn't believe it, had spent suing me in the last 6 years, $323 million. You're like, how do they do that? We've spent like $25 million fighting them. Well, because they're at the top of the food chain. They're the top law firm. I have the DNC law firm on my ass, rigging trials, everything. Now they're under criminal investigation. But the point is that it shows how weak they are. They estimate Doge that under Biden, $2 trillion was stolen and given to the NGOs and Democrats. $2 trillion. The Ashley Babbitt's federal documents show a killer got $190 million right after he kills her in the last 5 years. Jeez, this is what it takes to buy people off to get on board with destroying their own country. But they're doing it. This whole operation, if we didn't have the legal costs, can run on $15 million a year. Servers, all of it. Because illegal, though, we got to bring in $40 million a year. After all the expenses and all the rest of it. That's gross, because then it's only a piece of its profit. And that's why I'm up here saying, please support us. Plus, the products are great. Because I'm in a war with the bad guys. They recognize we're the most effective at exposing them. Our research, our talking points become the talking points of not just the Trump administration, but other patriot governments. That's just a fact. People that are smart know. We know what we're talking about. The guests I have on are consistently right. We're about being right. So I need your support. I need you here in the new year to commit to your own future. Those of you that have never gotten a product at AlexJonesShow.com, I'm talking to you. You think I'm just telling you methylene blue is great for you, gives you all this clean energy, no letdown? No, it's all real. You think I'm just telling you Shilajit's amazing, we have the best? No, it's real. You think turmeric's amazing, we have the strongest. This is all real. Our Irish sea moss, the best. Don't know about Irish sea moss? Research it. We got the best. It's you that's missing out, not getting these products and missing out on funding this operation so we don't just survive, we can expand because we have a duty to expand the face of these tyrants. So I'm asking you to make the decision to get off the bench, get to the plate, and take action. We have a sale today, one-day flash sale, 47% off, store-wide, and there's a sweepstakes. Our sponsor, Bigley, likes to have two super trucks. When you, today only, usually you put in like five times when you buy something to the sweepstakes. 50x entry, everything you buy, every purchase you make on the two trucks, and the $10,000 cash on each one. That's really fun. But separately, a lot of what we do is basic market research. What's best selling? What's highest rated? What do you want? Well, women for years love beef tallow for their skin. It doesn't clog pores. It does all this great stuff. And is even, you know, better than basically anything else out there, even lanolin. Because it's natural. Lanolin's natural, too. Well, this is concentrated, highest quality beef tallow with methylene blue. Doesn't turn your skin blue, but does great things for your cells. This is just a private label of a top-selling brand of methylene blue bovine cream. It's just pure beef tallow and medical-grade methylene blue. And we just went out to the top firm, bought their beef tallow, and put our even better iodine into it. Similar iodine, what it does even better, methylene blue. But there are a bunch of brands out there. It's very hot. It's a big product. Because when they came to me with this, they said, we did a survey. This is great. I said, people are doing beef tallow with methylene blue. They're, oh, God, look, it's a top seller. So I said, well, good, get in there and get it. So we've got it now for folks that want it. On this January 6, 2021, a group of patriots peacefully took a stand in the face of now proven election fraud and were vindicated. To celebrate our fight, we are running our Patriot Day sale today only. Everything until midnight on thealexjonesstore.com, 47% off. No discount code needed. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, folks, we have the beef tallow cooking, all of it. Whatever you do, get the ultramethylene blue and see how great it is for yourself. All right, I'm going to stop there. I got Jackson Hinkle, who is an avowed Stalinist. He's a very smart guy, American. He gets awards, basically, from Maduro on national TV. He's in Venezuela a lot, Russia, you name it. I disagree with his overall ideology, but he wants to debate this, and so he's going to be joining us next hour. And again, I get why Trump's doing it. I don't overall think it was probably, we'll see whether it works or not. I'm not debating here whether or not regime change is a good thing in general, but I understand the interest why Trump thought he had to go in. So that discussion slash debate is coming up. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, a top economist, and as the number one gold and silver brokers company in the United States, North America. How is that? 25-year overnight success story. The best prices, sells gold and silver at wholesale, so you know what you're getting, and no charge if you want to sell back. Nobody does that. You're insane if you don't go to kpm.com/gold and get into silver and gold right now. Do a free phone consultation. Free email consultation. Just get in there and get it. It is the number one performing thing is silver, and after that, gold. Just like I told you 2+ years ago when we brought Kirk on, I didn't promote gold and silver for 13, 14 years because it had been speculative before. I said I have a little bit as a backup, but I got out of the market because I said I only am going to do this when it's bullish. I believe the next decade is going to be bullish. I believe we just seen the beginning of all of this. And look at silver right now at $81 today. And there'll be profit-taking, but when you look at overall, up, 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 up. And there's been new developments that even add to that because of Venezuela. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. You've got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
So good to be with you again. So Venezuela, you know, when we went in over the weekend, it it's about natural resources. I think it's not just about drug war. There's a lot going on there, a nasty nation, right? But you look at what happened, the shipping lines, the channels in their waterways that bring everything, you know, into North America. What's one thing that it brings in those waterways? Silver, right? So Peru, the largest silver mining country in South America, can't get their ships through to Mexico to get to the refineries with all the, you know, silver ore, you know, to actually refine it. Chad in Africa goes through the same shipping lines to get their stuff to Mexico, right? And to get it up to the North American refiners, can't get through. So not only have we talked, Alex, over the last many, many months about LBMA, London, running out of silver. There's no supply. What about COMEX? What about there's no supply. There's literally like very little. Now we've got a supply chain disruption. So what happened since Sunday? Well, actually, let's go back to Christmas, right? And silver went up to over $83 an ounce the next day. And then it came down to 71. People said, oh my, Kirk, it's over. It was like, this is the end of the correction. You were wrong. It's like, no, it's not. You know how I know that I wasn't wrong, Alex, is because the supply and demand never changed. It's like, I don't care what kind of other statistical manipulations you can make. I don't care what's going on. Everything in life goes down to supply and demand, whether it's the price of a bicycle or eggs or gold or silver, oil or gas or anything. So
now the mines admit they're past capacity. The demand for industrial computer use is off the chart. You've got global inflationary systems. It's guaranteed in the real world to only go up. The question is how much?
Yeah, and the question. So we've been right. You know, at the beginning of 2025, we said 67 to 75 by the end of the year. It ended up at 72. I've been saying 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. Well, good grief. We're almost at 82 today, you know, just the first 6 days into the year. And we're probably going to be at a couple hundred by the end of the year. Now, why? So the supply chain disruption because of Venezuela is just what caused it over the last few days, right? It's also a flight for quality. Gold and silver always go up during wartime. But I sent you this chart, Alex, which is silver supply and demand, right? It's just this big table. I want to show people something because people call me and argue with me all the time and say, Kirk, you're wrong. It's like with silver at these high prices, well, the mines, the miners are just going to open up new mines and that's going to increase the supply and then the price is going to come down. This is not true. This is not true. So they will open up new mines. Okay, so that chart there, that's an amazing one. I'll talk about the mines in just a second. This is key to the growth that we're seeing. When you see what has happened over the years, like 1970, you know, in the late 70s with the Hunt brothers, when silver went through the ceiling, that was a speculative blow off.
Sure. So let's stop here because I want to get this right. I've got all the charts you sent me, so maybe they didn't print me one of them.
It's the very last one. It's like a table.
Gold is overtaking the dollar?
Nope, it's actually a table.
Yeah, I was never given it, so let's just move on. Right. We're not going to have it. So.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, but I'll explain it. Mm-hmm. So that one chart that you have that shows how silver blew up during the Hunt brothers speculation, then what happened in 2010, it went up. What does that chart tell us? It tells us when the price of silver is greater than the S&P 500 per share, That creates about a 10-year bull run in metals because of the inflationary pressures. Happened during the Hunt brothers, happened in 2010, happened again the day after Thanksgiving. So we're in for what I view, and we talked about this, a 10-year bull market in silver. Now, I have to go a little bit deeper as to the why. So when you look at mining production, and the people who complain and say, oh, Kirk, you know, they're just going to open up new mines, it takes 10 to 18 years to open up a new mine. So there's this table. Mine production in 2015 was 896 million ounces of silver mined. Yes, that's the one right there. So then what has it done since then? In the 10 years, now it's 813 million ounces a year being mined. It didn't go up. Silver has tripled in the last few years. It's like you would think, oh, yeah, the mines are going to produce more. No, they don't. It's pretty static because it takes over a decade to open up a new mine. But here's the big problem. What about the demand? So we look at last year, 813 million ounces produced, 1,160 ounces used. Oh, It's like a 300 million ounce difference. You add that up year after year after year, when there's 813 million ounces mined in a year, Alex, they are running out. Then there's no hope for them to come back. Now you add what happened to Venezuela, and even from other countries, Chad and Peru, we're not getting silver. This is why the price is going up, and this is why I think my projections are probably going to be very conservative, like they always are. It's like we might go higher, a lot higher than what I'm saying. We've never had a world, Alex, where something that is in demand is actually needed, right? We're used to, oh, cryptocurrency bubble, tech stock bubble, you know, things bubble up. But those are speculative bubbles. Silver is actually needed for manufacturing. We've never seen a world where companies like Tesla or Samsung or Sony or an AI chip manufacturers like NVIDIA, where what happens when they run out of the one component that they need to make their final
product? And let's be clear, it's running out everywhere. The mines admit they can't keep up with capacity. The exchanges are running out. So this is the perfect storm. I can't believe what a no-brainer it is that people should get into silver and gold, and you're the registered best price, highest rated, absolute. So let's do a pitch here, because you're a sponsor, and I want listeners to get in on this. A lot of people say, I'm going to wait till it goes down. A few weeks ago, when it dipped down, I said, that's a buying opportunity. I said, I think in a few weeks we'll be back up where it was. Here we are again. Now, this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I mean, when it dipped down 2 days after Christmas from 83 to 71, I was shouting from the rooftops, buy. Like, literally, you just got a $14 an ounce discount. What happened 3 days later? We were all the way back up to 77. Now we're 6 days into January, just 2 weeks later, we're already up to almost 82. It's like, Alex, there is so much oxygen and fuel in this. And I'm talking to clients every single day that call me crying happy tears. Literally, happy tears. There's so many InfoWarriors out there that are calling every single day. It's like, Kirk, I've only been watching you for a couple of years on Alex Jones. It's like, it changed my life. We no longer have to worry about retirement. It's like, oh my word, this is why we do
it. Well, listeners have to understand, I'm not always right, only about 90% of the time. But I want to be right. That's why I get so mad when these other hosts, Johnny Come Lately's, lie about me, misrepresent, say I'm a bad guy, because they don't want you getting to the truth, folks, okay? We know what we're talking about, okay? I'm not trying to brag, but I literally advise, you know, let's just say people in the Pentagon and the White House. They literally call me up to hear what I think. And I have all the other experts on that have the best records of accuracy. This is what we do, okay? So, I mean, this is the real deal. If you want BS, if you want lies, if you want to be misled, if you want conspiracy theories, I've always been called a conspiracy theorist. I'm the opposite, folks. 97, 98% of what I cover is always admitted known trends. I'll give my opinion on something and theorize that we don't know. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You know, did Maduro really turn himself in because the Cuban were going to kill him, wouldn't let him go? We knew that was the case. But you know, was that actually a rescue? That was speculation yesterday, and I said it was. But what's that, 1%, 2% of the show? And I tell you it's speculation. Everything else is not speculation. How did you come on over 2 years ago? And I've been, for years, all the other companies knocking my doors down to get in here. I'm like, nope, now's the time. Kirk's the best. Get him. Boom, you're on. Even though we make a fraction of the money, just like he does, because we're not ripping you off. And that's a whole nother subject. It is frightening how many silver and gold companies, the majority, rip people off. And I get it. It's hard to run a company with a few percentage points charging people unless you scale up. I get it. That's why you're only going to get super deals with mega big companies like Kirk, and the other ones still rip you off. It's cut and dry. What's wholesale every day? You look it up online. You look it up on the Comex. You call Kirk. That's what it is. With great advice and information on top of it, and he's a Patriot sponsoring all these Patriot shows. It is, but the people perish for lack of knowledge. It's so clear. It is the best move, the best investment, the best everything. And I just wish so many other listeners would have listened to me on all these subjects. Like, folks, methylene blue will change your life. Irish sea moss will change your life. Bovine colostrum will change your life. All this stuff I sell is the real thing. I would never steer somebody to something that I don't believe in and that I don't know is the best bet. It's that simple. So people need to call or email you right now. Tell them how easy it is, Kirk. And there's also, you can roll over financial instruments. Now's the time to take action on this. A lot of people are like, oh, God, it's up so much. From everything I've seen, this is just the beginning. And what we've talked privately, we've said it on air too. We're not guaranteeing this. I can say, I bet my life it's only going to go up the next year a lot. It really should be silver, right? For global inflation, everything should be 500. Gold should be, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000. And you've got all the industrial issues with the silver. I mean, but there's all the ways they suppress it, but they're losing that. The old order's dying. The old global system's going out. The corporations, the billionaires, Jamie Dimon, the Chinese, the Indians, they're all hoarding silver and gold. It's so obvious that this is the move.
Yeah, it is. And so it's important for everybody to know, how do you minimize risk and maximize return in your portfolio? You allocate into the commodity that the whole world needs, right? Because that's going to be built in demand. All these firms need silver. All these industries need silver. You know who else says that silver is important? The Department of War, right? So what Trump's Department of War did 2 days ago is they committed to spending $2 billion on a silver smeltering plant. So, and now the total cost is going to be like $7 billion. So this is kind of in response to the silver being put on the critical minerals list, right? It's like, okay, what are they doing? What are they saying? They're saying that this is so important. We need to control the production. We need to control the distribution, which is why gold and silver leaving London, why they don't want silver in China, why China is no longer exporting to the rest of the world, why Trump is tariffing these countries. They say it's so important. Not only did they put it on the critical materials list, they also are opening up a smeltering plant in America.
By the way, you predicted like 6-8 months ago that the Pentagon would probably move directly into the mining and the smelting and take full control of the supply chain, cutting out the exchanges, and now it's happening.
It's happening. I mean, so would we not, as investors, want to invest in the most important commodity in the world? Of course you would. That's how you minimize your risk and maximize your return. Now we're seeing the supply shortages, which aren't going away anytime soon. Again, Alex, it takes over a decade to open up a new mine. It's going to take a long time.
Do 5 more minutes before Hinkle comes on, but pitch him right now. They need to go to kpm.com/gold. They need to call the number. They need to get the free consultation. Tell them briefly about financial instruments, how easy it is.
It's super easy. So an IRA, which is most of our business because people have money in their IRAs, you can do a rollover. It's tax-free. They go into physical gold or silver. Even if you have an old 401k or old 403b, roll it into an IRA. Tax-free rollover. Even if it's a current 401k and you're over 59 and a half. Or simply just cash account, right? You can take delivery at home, or you can store it if you don't want it at home. The key is, we're talking about tangible on all these things. Somebody's got to take delivery of it. It's not a paper proxy for something that's real. The only thing that matters, bullion, tangible gold and silver.
That's right. I mean, folks, the ship has arrived. Are you smart enough to get on it? I mean, come on. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market.
but now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
People tend to hate me, 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man.
American political commentator Jackson Hinkle will debate former anti-establishment media host Alex Jones of Venezuela. Former establishment. Now, there's a battle of establishments. There's a battle of different political systems now that the old globalist order is falling. I am pro-America, pro-sovereignty. So we're going to be having a discussion with Jackson Hinkle coming up. But finishing up, Dr. Kirk Elliott, I read the news articles. I see the volume in gold and silver sales. There will come a time, obviously, when you do the silver conversion over to gold, but I still think that's a ways off. Let's briefly talk about gold right now and explain that to people, because I've had family and others that have bought silver from you. They're like, okay, well, what do we do? And I'm like, well, I would take all the profit you've made on the silver the last few years. That way you're protected, and I would just put all that into buying more silver, and then I think it's a sure bet already, but then it's totally sure, because then you've just taken your profit and bought more silver, so you're protected. I mean, that's kind of my provincial way of doing it. What would you call that strategy?
A good one. I mean, literally, when you look at silver and gold, neither one of them are bad, right? They're both fantastic. Gold was up 65% last year, silver up 147%. So when I look at that, silver is more than doubling the rate of growth of gold, more than doubling. And that's going to continue on for a bit. But ultimately, it's like, hey, if it doubles the rate of growth of gold, and it's been doing that for a while, what do? We sell it and we take those profits, roll it into gold. What did I just do? I got you almost twice as many ounces of gold then as what I could have purchased for you.
Sure,
on
but why
day
not
one.
Just keep putting it in silver? Because like you said, You do the ratio. How much more is silver undervalued for what it should be?
It should be thousands of dollars an ounce, literally.
Sure, but the ratio of what gold is undervalued versus silver, isn't it like 15 to 1 or something?
Yeah. So 3 months ago, it was about 90 to 1. Now it's at 56 to 1. It's like, oh, good grief. Historically, we're going to get down to 30 to 1, meaning it takes 30 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. So as we approach that ratio, at some point, you are going to bottom out. Silver slows its growth. It just gets overheated. And then you go into gold as the ratio goes in the other direction. Now, why would you go into gold? Nothing goes up forever.
Industrially, you're the expert. There's such over demand and lack of ability to mine it. I don't see it stalling, actually.
Yeah, I mean, look at silver. Should be $1,124 an ounce. Gold should be $12,631.
Sure, see, what I'm saying is all the new technology only wants silver more. So even all the industries admit it's only getting more insane. You predicted the Pentagon would move into the actual mining and smelting. Now that's happening. I don't even see how that happens, because they got to have it for all the computers.
They have to. And they're running out. This is where the price goes astronomical through the ceiling. So people may not want to actually roll into gold, but most of my clients are going to say, you know what? I want to take this overheated asset and go into gold, let it overheat for a while, then you can go back.
So it'd probably be smart to hedge your bet then, to do a partial conversion to gold.
Yeah, because the ratios go from time to time. They both grow. Like, from the early 2000s, I was in gold. From 07 to 11, I was in silver. From 11 to 20, we're in gold. From 20 until now, we're in silver. Because there's times when they go faster than the other. We just want to be in the right place at the right time. This is what I will help people do. And now that central banks across the world, Alex, gold has overtaken the U.S. dollar. It's overtaken everything as the number one held asset by central banks. I mean, the time for tangible assets is now, because people have lost trust and confidence in everything. That's where we are.
Dr. Elliot, people should call you 720-605-3900, or they're crazy. 720-605-3900. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30. Dispense. You make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. This links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
System of the Rockefellers and Rothschilds is dead. The new tripolar world is being born. And into that vacuum, the United States of America is reasserting the Monroe Doctrine in our hemisphere and doing what all great nations and citizens have done, reasserting itself. And that's why it's coming out of Beijing, it's coming out of Moscow, that they privately like what Trump's doing, even though they're cutting him off and taking Venezuela so they can't have that oil and project power in our hemisphere, because China has its hemisphere, Russia has its, just like Trump says we shouldn't be on the Russian border. NATO doesn't even have any reason to exist. That's the real politique of what's happening. And I know that Jackson Hinkle has spent a lot of time in Venezuela and been, you know, honored there by the president in their Congress. We have video of it. And I agree with a lot of things Jackson Hinkle overall says about issues. I don't agree with communism. I'm not a Stalinist. He's been here in studio before and, you know, giving me, you know, communist, you know, coins from the Stalin Center and the rest of it. He's a, you know, American, smart guy. But I disagree with where his conclusions lead, though he does make a lot of good points that help us think. Jackson Hinkle is a political commentator and host of Legitimate Targets on YouTube. And you can also find him on X. But I like how he put this out. I say that sarcastically. Breaking American political commentator Jackson Hinkle will debate former anti-establishment media host Alex Jones on Venezuela. Well, former anti-establishment. Well, which establishment? I'm against the globalists, the UN, BlackRock, the tyranny of these groups trying to take my liberties, trying to literally cut our children's genitals off. Trump's going against all that. Trump's secured our border. Trump's bringing our jobs back. Trump's exercising American power. Sorry if the Russians and Chinese get pushed out of our hemisphere. But that's what they're doing in their areas. So let's just get down to reality about that. This isn't neoconism. This is a return of America. Now, do I support this? Do I think it's a quagmire? Do I think it may go bad? Yeah. I don't think we should invade Venezuela, Cuba, any of that. But President Trump is making his move. I understand why he's doing it. I understand the thinking behind it. But there's a misrepresentation of what I've said, that I'm cheerleading this, and I think it's a great idea. No, I'm explaining why Trump's doing it, why he thinks it's right, and I'm saying it's a wild gamble. So far, it's gone okay. Like, I was against bombing Iran's nuclear sites. I said, Israel, come back now and want you to hit all their missile sites. And now that's happening. I'm totally against that. We need to put pressure on Trump not to. But am I going to say I'm done with Trump and I'm not going to support him now and all the rest? This is the Democrats want a regime change. They criticized Trump for not supporting full regime change against Maduro in his last administration. They're hypocrites. Look at this. New York Times. How labeling cartel terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. This is when he was president-elect. They said, we're laundering the money. British intelligence set up all the big money laundering operations in the Caribbean. Going back 300 years, they're with the opium trade. They're the main dealers. Trump is cutting that off. And Venezuela is the center base of projecting that. Yeah, the drugs don't mainly come out of there, but it's the organized hub with Cuban intelligence. And then Mexico is subservient to that. Now, Jackson Hinkle could disagree with me and say what he wants about that, but this isn't about stealing their oil. It's about denying the oil to China. And you can then say, well, that's wrong. Well, China's coming in and taking control of the Panama Canal that we built. Trump's now pushing them out. But I guess Hinkle thinks that's better. Well, then what's going to happen in this multipolar world under Trump's leadership is we're going to have a war. And it's not going to be over in Ukraine. It's going to be here. Because Trump's put out his national security policy. And I've had Victor Boot on and Alexander Dugin and all of them. They said they don't totally agree with it, but at least it's transparent and real. So with Trump, you know what you've got. All right, I just talked for 5 minutes. You've got the floor to give your any counter responses you want. But that's a one-dimensional thing to say, former anti-establishment. I do what I think's right. I'm pragmatic about this. I'm just covering the facts. I don't get money from Trump. I don't get money from you know, some foundation. I am simply calling it like I see it. America had been sold out. China had been given all our jobs by the globalists, trying to double-cross the globalists. And then now, at the last minute, we're clawing back some of our sovereignty. And if we don't do that, then the United States is going to lose dollar supremacy and the country's going to collapse. And so I'm sorry. I'm an American, and I see the necessity of just tacitly supporting what Trump's doing. So Jackson Hinkle, thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me. I got to say, first of all, I was not the person that wrote that former anti-establishment tweet. It goes without saying, Alex, we've done plenty of work together in the past. You've been on my show. I've been on your show. And I have great respect for the things you've done for our country long before I was even, walking and talking. So that goes without saying. But as for Venezuela, yes, I do believe that we have a big disagreement here. The truth of the matter is that this does not benefit the American people in any way, shape, or form. The only people who are going to benefit from this operation are BlackRock, the shareholders of ExxonMobil, and the rich cronies who got kicked out of Venezuela by the anti-corruption measures instilled by Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro, who ended up in Doral, Florida, and have now been trying to drag our country into countless wars from Cuba to Colombia to Venezuela to Nicaragua and wherever else. I am an American patriot. My country, my family came here on the Mayflower, right? I don't see this as being within line of the American tradition of building our nation up while maintaining peace across the world. I'm not supportive of sending young American boys to go get blown up by IEDs placed by Venezuelan and Colombian guerrillas on the roads of Caracas. And the only way that we're going to be able to nation build and establish some sort of a control of the Venezuelan oil sector that I guess wouldn't have been achieved otherwise through negotiations, which Maduro was very open to. Maduro said many times that he's open to U.S. companies operating in Venezuela. He said, I hope Chevron can be given a 100-year lease to operate in this country. You know, the only way that's going to happen is through U.S. occupation. Trump is already threatening secondary strikes. Marco Rubio talked about that. Marco Rubio talked about occupation on multiple interviews. And the Venezuelan people are vehemently opposed. I know you've posted several videos claiming to show that the Venezuelan people support what's going on, but these are the only videos that I saw posted on
your feed. Let me be 100% clear, not to interrupt you. I woke up Saturday morning, saw videos saying it was it. It was from years ago, but also anti-Maduro protest. And I posted those, and I admitted that they were old, and I was wrong. So I make mistakes.
Yes, you admitted the Maduro one in Venezuela. This one right here, this was 2 years ago. I was in Caracas at that time, but this was all funded by the USAID National Endowment for Democracy during the Biden era. You posted another video from Chile and another video from the FIFA World Cup celebration in 2022 in Argentina. The Venezuelan people, anyone can go look at my Twitter account. They are holding rallies all across the country in support of Maduro because I think everyone understands the simple principle that if a foreign nation comes into your country, regardless of whether you like your president or not, and they say, we're going to kidnap your president, and then we're going to take control of your oil, your gas, your minerals, your gold. We're going to send ExxonMobil, BlackRock, the Rothschilds, and so on and so forth into the country to seize control of all of this. The people are not going to support it wherever they stand on the issue. So that's my basic stance here.
Sure. Well, I get up in the morning. It's all in front of X. Here they are demonstrating. It's a morning shot. I put it up. And then I did see some small demonstrations. And later it was like, no, that's old. And I was like, okay, it was a mistake. I was just posting what other people had. That said, now we know people do go try to go out and demonstrate that are pro-regime change. And are you saying the articles about the motorcycle gangs attacking people and killing people or the armored vehicles, you know, running over protesters in the past, that there's not intimidation of opposition? Are you saying Maduro really won the election a few years ago?
Well, as for motorcycle gangs, the only violent rioters I saw in the streets of Caracas after the highly contested elections back in 2023 or 2 or 2024, whenever it was, I think it was 2024, it was the opposition that was being paid by the USAID and National Endowment Democracy Biden regime. They were paying these people to go out. I know plenty of opposition people in Venezuela that hate Maduro, but they say, we don't want to be a part of that. We don't want to be a part of this Zionist regime, Maria Corina Machado giving her the Nobel Peace Prize. It's all a big World Bank stunt to try and seize Venezuela's sovereign assets. And that's why even the opposition in Venezuela, they don't support what Maria Corina Machado and these people are saying. They're talking about peaceful bombing of Venezuela. They're sending letters to Benjamin Netanyahu saying, please invade and liberate Venezuela. 90% of Venezuelans oppose any sort of foreign intervention.
Well, let's expand on that. The current president, who was the vice president, supposedly working with Trump, she said this is a Zionist plot. I'm not saying Israel's not involved. I'm not saying they don't want Hezbollah and Hamas to have a base. I think mainly it's about resources and power and in this hemisphere. But I mean, how much of it is Israel? Obviously that, but she's saying that. So can you flesh that out?
Well, Maria Corina Machado's Marco Rubio's pick to, lead the country after the Maduro regime is gone, and the Maduro regime is not gone. Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president, is in charge, and the Minister of Interior, Minister of Defense, all these key officials are still there. Maria Corina Machado has, her party has an actual, joint agreement with the Likud party in Israel, Netanyahu's party. She wrote a letter to Netanyahu saying, please come and invade and liberate our country. The reason why Israel is simply interested in this is because they understand that they need the U.S.'s backing, Trump's backing, to start a new war on Iran. If a new prolonged war on Iran happens, which Netanyahu wants, and frankly, I don't know if Trump wants. I don't think he wants that. But if that does happen, what's going to happen is Iran will shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which will bring all global oil shipping to a screeching halt.
And they've already passed a law to do that the minute they're attacked. So let me ask you this then. What do you make of Trump when they brought up the lady the globalists want, who markedly is aligned with Israel completely? He said, no, she's not respected. We don't support her. What do you make of that?
I don't think Trump has a plan. I mean, what is the plan? The plan now is to try and weaken the Venezuelan state, which is still in the hands of the Maduro government and Maduro's party. And what are they going to do? They can't just send in one lady into Venezuela and just prop her up. I mean, probably very bad things would happen to her because she's been championing these attacks, which resulted in 80 people getting killed in Venezuela. I don't understand why any American Christians or Catholics are supporting this. There was 80 people killed, 40 civilians killed roughly. We don't have the exact numbers yet. But they have no plan. The plan was to take Maduro out. And just like there was no plan in Iraq, what happened in Iraq? Bush goes to the U.S. aircraft carrier 6 weeks after the operation starts and says, mission accomplished. We all know how that ended. It did not end in six weeks.
Well, let's be 100% clear. It has been misrepresented. You haven't done that. That I didn't say this couldn't turn into something 10 times worse in Vietnam. It's been misrepresented that I said, do it. I said, I know why Trump wants to do it. I think he has the authority to do it under past policies and things, Monroe Doctrine and gunboat diplomacy, and before that, the Barbary situation. But I said, though, that the rolling the dice, regardless, is too dangerous. He can't trust the CIA to not sabotage it. And now it looks like it's going sideways with the militias taking over who are refusing one way or another. So I think you can pretty much say Venezuela is in a civil war now.
No, Venezuela, I talked to some people there today, high-level people, normals, civilians as well, not involved in government, and it's very stable right now. Everything is extremely stable. I talked to people from all across the country. There are rallies going on in support of Maduro, yes, but I mean, there's no rallies I've seen anywhere or have heard of anywhere in the country supporting this Trump operation to kidnap Maduro. And I think the main contradiction that you and I face on this is that it is the globalist plot to take over Venezuela. That is the globalist plot. That's why, former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela, Mr. Shapiro, tried to assassinate Hugo Chavez when Hugo Chavez was nationalizing the oil and the resources. That's why they tried to assassinate President Maduro back in 2019, I believe it was. They've tried various coup attempts led by the CIA under Democratic administrations and Republican administrations, but it's always backed by the deep state. Bolton, Pompeo, Tillerson, these sorts of guys. Marjorie Taylor Greene opposes this. Thomas Massie opposes it. The patriotic wing of MAGA opposes it, but Lindsey Graham and the others all support it. And frankly, that's all it's about. It's about a money-grabbing operation to steal the God-given potential of the people of Venezuela who chose to develop in a sovereign manner, chose to make their own friends across the world, and steal their assets for shareholders of the largest banks and multinational corporations on the face of the earth.
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you think different scenarios this is headed?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Whoever's saying that, and I know it wasn't you, it was someone that came on your show, but whoever's saying that this is possibly, you know, an operation to get Maduro to admit that Venezuela was behind the rigging of the elections and whatnot, that's a non-starter. It's a common misconception that Venezuela has, you know, corrupt elections. And the last elections were actually pretty close in Venezuela. Venezuela has their own election system that they produce. They have an independent election monitoring organization. They have voter ID. They have thumbprint verification. They have signature verification. We have none of that in the U.S. They have electronic ballots and paper ballots, which are all double counted in front of all the political parties. And all the paper ballots have to match the electronic ballots and the thumbprint and the ID.
Well, that's a whole other debate, but I disagree with you on that. We've seen there were all sorts of issues and people trying to bring the receipts and getting arrested. Are you denying that the regime arrests political opposition and things like that?
Well, of course, when opposition is calling for airstrikes on the civilians of the people, yes, they'll get arrested. I mean, if you had a U.S. congressman that was out there advocating that Russia should airstrike central Ohio and kill a bunch of civilians, and then they did it. What do we really think would happen? That person would be arrested and probably tried for treason. And if they celebrated it after the fact, of course.
Well, let's talk big picture. There's a New York Times article, and I don't usually agree with them, but how the Monroe Doctrine, meaning Trump-Monroe Doctrine, reinforces Xi's vision of power in Asia. I've read a lot of the Russian publications. They're like, they talk about a behind-the-scenes deal that hasn't been inked, but okay, you have your area, we have ours. And then the UN says, they're all the rules-based order. Well, the EU, the globalists, they're the most corrupt. They have no power. China's not working with them anymore. So that old order's over. So what's supposed to happen with China, Russia, and the U.S.? I mean, you know, it is the U.S. because Russia's going to project power in its region. China's going to do it in his, in theirs. And so, quite frankly, I am saying go to a tripolar world, and you've got Russia promoting family values, all the rest of it, Xi getting off the one-child policy. I mean, I think that's great compared to the UN BlackRock world government. I mean, I don't see this actually as good for the globalists at the end of the day.
I'll address that in one second. One thing I want to mention is that it just occurred to me that Juan Guaido, of course, was never arrested in Venezuela, and he took $52 million from the CIA and sold out Venezuela's most prized foreign asset, Citgo, the gas company that every American probably knows. Took $50 million. The Venezuelan government actually sent troops to protect him when he was doing these stupid CIA stunts in Venezuela and near the border. Maria Corina Machado also was not arrested, for what it's worth, and Edmundo Gonzalez was not arrested during the elections either. But as for your point about the Monroe Doctrine, as they're calling it, one thing we should all remember is that the Monroe Doctrine, you know, it gets a bad rap in history, because the truth about the Monroe Doctrine was that it said that Europe needs to stay out of Latin America, out of the Western Hemisphere, right? But it explicitly stated that if Europe stayed out of the Western Hemisphere, that the U.S. would also stay out of Central and Southern America. It wasn't until Roosevelt came in with what is called the Roosevelt Corollary to the Monroe Doctrine, in which the United States government said, oh yeah, and by the way, because we are in the Western Hemisphere, we get to,
No, you're right. It really is the Teddy Roosevelt Corollary. You know your history.
That's when they started to say, you know, we're going to steal all your assets. We're going to, treat you like slaves and cattle in Latin America. So,
well, that's the beginning really of gunboat diplomacy. Well, his issue was building the Panama Canal and all the rest of that stuff.
Well, I'll say one more thing about people are oftentimes comparing this Venezuela operation to what Russia's doing or what China's doing. They're saying China poses a threat in the Western Hemisphere. We should make no mistake about it that every single people, every single country have a sovereign right, a God-given right to choose who they want to be friends with and who they don't want to be friends with. If the CIA has been assassinating and targeting and planning coup plots against the leaders of Venezuela for decades and decades on end, and putting in military junta governments and dictatorships in Venezuela and all across Latin America, maybe it shouldn't be a surprise to us that they want to do business with China and Russia instead. That being said, China has achieved everything that they've done, the trade routes, the shipping partners, the import-export trade that they're doing all across the world, beating the U.S. in many countries, without firing a single bullet, without firing a single missile. Why can't the United States do it? We can do it, but we choose this demonic path of ripping presidents and their wives out of their beds in the middle of the night and slaughtering 80 Catholic civilians. I can't get behind this in any way, shape, or form. We should do win-win cooperation. We should be pragmatic business people. We should not be, killing people.
Well, I wanted to get you on your perspective, and overall, I'm against regime change. I've been against all of these because they work for U.S. interest. I've seen the evidence of Smartmatic and China and the manipulation. I mean, I've been on there 30-something years, and for at least 27 years, when I had these voting experts on, but nobody was talking about Venezuela. And, the idea that Venezuela isn't this big clandestine crossroads with Cuba. We'll come back and talk about that. Cuban intelligence. Why is it Cubans protecting Maduro? If he's so popular, why wouldn't it be his own military and police? But more importantly, I want to get your take on where this is going, because I do think it's dangerous. Trump is trying to talk about hitting Colombia, hitting Mexico, hitting Cuba. I mean, this is definitely getting out of control regardless. We'll be right back with Jackson Hinkle. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before, better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, Jackson Hinkle accurately predicted back in December, we have the video that Trump would hit Venezuela. I said it a year and a half ago before he even got back in, because Trump does what he says he's going to do. Now, you can agree with it, you can disagree with it, but I want Americans to know is that certainly the Black Rocks and the globalists with whatever happened are going to try to come in and exploit. But the deals I've seen financially that Trump does really do help the people on average. But because it is a quagmire, because it is going to be a civil war, this is going to be a big domestic political problem if Trump can't somehow stabilize this and pull out. A lot of people are upset that they're, you know, have the vice president now in there. And I think Trump's hedging his bets so he can negotiate. If he doesn't get the deal he wants, I think he's going to wisely pull back. But we're going to see what's going to happen there. But here's the larger picture. The Council on Foreign Relations, the leftovers of the British Empire, the globalists, literally passed laws and regulations where you couldn't have rare earth minerals here. You couldn't build. You couldn't smelt. They transferred everything to China. And then the middlemen globalists made all the money. And then about 18 years ago, Xi Jinping double-crossed the globalists, which I would do too, and it just laughed at them, and they have no power other than they can manipulate us into war with Russia. So that's the big thing to stop. But just like Russia went into Ukraine because foreign powers were coming in there to control their sphere of influence, I, in academic level, understand Trump's thinking. The difference is you can't trust the CIA and these big corporations around it who will either get what they want or sabotage it. And so that's what I actually said. People then take that and say, oh, look, he just endorsed it. No. Only way I know how to explain things is my thinking on it because it's complex. Okay? And so that's where we're at. And I saw Maduro saying, we'll make these deals. We'll work with you. We'll do all this. I had a bunch of guests on, including General Flynn, who said, no, we should do that deal. But then that didn't happen. Now you see Flynn's like, okay, great job, because we're not throwing Trump out with the bathwater, okay, because of all the other issues. And again, bottom line, we are an empire. We were sold out by globalists. Now we're jerking it back at the last minute. I want to phase back into a republic and, yeah, hemispherically be strong and project power through business. We need to end the globalist empire, which is already over, really. But then you have to expect as a negotiation point that Trump's going to flex some muscles here at the end of this. Or the country's gone. I mean, the CFR, all the big think tanks, the Hoover Institute, you know, all of them had predicted the end of the country by now, okay? So I'm living here. I mean, I know what it's going to mean with our debt and our problems if we don't negotiate a better deal. I mean, it is going to be a hellhole. So this is really just self-preservation. I understand what Trump's doing. It's very pragmatic, but so I want him to succeed. But at the same time, I understand that it's all bad options. And by the way, it's bad for China. It's bad for Russia. The whole world, the debt, the population, the globalists killing development, manipulating things, stealing money for so long with their predatory system of feudalism that wants to keep you poor by design. Corporate fascism is really what it is. That we're so screwed up, there's not a lot of paths out of this other than a tripolar world with its own satellites. And then once that shakes up, stabilizing, moving out of the military economy, once those systems are secure, and then moving into innovation, development, and the rest of it. Because of the AI race and everything else, though, because nobody trusts each other, that's not going to happen. And so I just see bad to worse futures for everybody. I'm not going to lie to anybody. And I see Trump desperately trying to do the right things for the economy here and people just not getting it. So that's where we're at. Jackson Engel, your take on this and where you think this is all going. And is there any way to, what would you do if you were Trump and you're an American to extricate out of this?
Well, I put, first of all, the globalist pawns who schemed up this harebrained, stupid, demonic plan in jail where they belong. I'd imagine that's probably Rubio. I'd imagine that's people like the friends of John Bolton. Maybe I doubt Trump and – well, Trump and him definitely don't talk anymore. But John Bolton was gunning for this whole thing in the first Trump administration. We need to focus on America. And, Alex, that's where you and I fully agree. Why is it, just think about this, why have we arrested the president of Venezuela, but we've arrested No one from the Soros family, from the Pelosi family, the criminals from the 2008 financial crisis, from the COVID, all the tyranny that was imposed upon us and the lies that were sold us, from Russiagate, no one's been arrested, from the Ukraine corruption, no one's been arrested. Why are we not, talk about drugs, drugs are an issue in America. Why are we not arresting the people responsible for the fentanyl crisis in our country? Instead, they have their names on giant placards above universities and libraries all across the United States. It's the Sackler family. What are we doing here? We need to focus on America, and that starts with real pragmatic leadership. That starts with, focusing on our own issues. Look at, people keep saying China's a threat. Well, China doesn't, they have like one foreign military base. China is not bombing seven different countries, and they're not supporting their supposed best ally that spies on them all the time, and who is also bombing seven countries, which is what we are doing with Israel. We need to focus on real leadership. And Alex, the last thing I'll say right now is when I spoke with Maduro in Caracas, during the presidential elections, I asked him a question. I was just genuinely curious because, you know, the leftists in America, you know, these liberal leftists that are all Trotskyites in actuality, none of them are actual leftists. They're all like a bunch of Dick Cheneys. But I asked President Maduro, I said, President Maduro, you know, they tried to assassinate you during the first Trump administration. They tried to invade Venezuela. Personally, I believe that was the deep state. I think Trump really didn't know what was going on. And the evidence has come out through the Silver Corps story that actually he didn't know what was going on. Key figures around him did. I said, could you see a future where you are friends with President Trump and you two work together? He said, of course. He gave a very long speech about how much he loved the American people, how he hopes to work together with Trump, that he wanted to have a phone call with Trump. Trump agreed to it. And then Bolton and Pompeo blocked the phone call from happening in the first administration. And lastly, at the end of his speech, he said, God bless the people of the United States. This guy's not a criminal. We need to focus on the real criminals at home.
We know the different factions. The Democrats all criticize Trump for not doing regime change. We have the clips. You make a really good point, though. Where are the indictments of the deep state? Where are the indictments of the people that stole the elections? Here we know. That's what the American people really want to see. I understand Trump wanting to put $18 trillion on our balance sheet to prop up the dollar because we're in so much trouble. I mean, I get the pragmaticness of that because this country goes down, folks, it causes a global depression. Everybody's going to go down. And I think the rest of the world should get out of the way and understand that. But at the same time, I mean, this is a desperate situation. What are you expecting the traps are and what's going to happen if Trump gets sucked in to the militias, not letting there be election, it becomes a political quagmire. And then now he's got the pressure to double down and send in troops to something that all the experts I've talked to will make Vietnam look like a walk in the park.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, couldn't have said it better myself. It'll look like Vietnam, make Vietnam look like a walk in the park if the U.S. tries to do an occupation of Venezuela. And really, if the U.S. wants all of the oil, all of the gold, all of the minerals in Venezuela, right, that's what they are going to get. There's no way to get all of it if you're going to be greedy without an occupation. And there are guerrilla forces in Venezuela and the jungles of Venezuela and Colombia who've been fighting against the U.S. and Colombian, former Colombian government for 60 years. Okay, this is not an easy terrain to fight in. These are people who know how to fight. They're skilled at guerrilla warfare. This is not something we should entertain. We know for a fact that the people's militia in Venezuela is 2 million strong. They're armed to the teeth. Right before Maduro left, he was handing out AKs and rifles left and right, teaching these people, you know, the basics of how to shoot a gun, right? And the basic training. The Venezuelan military, obviously active duty, has 350,000, and in reserves it has far more. And, this is going to be an absolute, listen, this is what I got to say. If the U.S. does an occupation, it pains me to say this because I don't support any American boys or girls dying in another pointless war for ExxonMobil, for the banksters, for the Rothschilds. But if that does happen, go long on the stock of the company that produces caskets for U.S. soldiers, right? Because that's what we're going to see a whole lot of being produced if this happens.
All right, I want to shift gears out of Venezuela. Final comments on that. But let's talk about the Ukraine war. It's something I agree with you on.
Very good.
That's very clear. And then the EU so desperate, saying they need the war, and where all that goes from all your sources. But anything else on Venezuela?
Anything else on Venezuela? This is, as I mentioned, it's a war for the petrodollar. It's a war for ExxonMobil and these major multinational corporations. The Rothschilds are very happy about it. And to put it quite simply, we can achieve everything we want to achieve as a country without killing people all across the world, without toppling governments all across the world. I'm not saying we need to be China. We need to have our freedom of speech. We need to have our right to bear arms in this country. But how can they have such success all across the world without doing what the U.S. is doing? And frankly, the U.S. is in decline. So maybe it's not working out so well for us.
It's crazy. And, you know, Trump's like, don't worry, the oil companies will pay for it. And then now he's already moved and said, well, the U.S. may reimburse oil companies for rebuilding Venezuela's infrastructure. So things are changing very quickly. It's just, Colombia president rages, come get me. I'm waiting in a huge taunt to Trump. Colombian president ready to take up arms. Civil war fears explode. Heavily armed militias take over Caracas streets. And the militias have said, we don't care what the government does. We're not going to do this. So it'd be easy for the military to take over main infrastructure government buildings, but then the militias just forever will sit there and pot shot anybody trying to drill an oil well, anybody driving a truck. It's just guaranteed stepping into a bear trap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it's not going to be good in any way, shape, or form. These people know how to fight. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and I know what Rubio would say. He'd say, well, we got to embargo oil to Cuba. We're not going to let them ship anything out of the country. And so, the government will do what we say. But those militias, you know, that are out there, you know, literally for generations doing this, they're not going to go away.
Look, I want to make one last point. And this was something I saw you bring up on social media with Glenn Beck. I know he's not here to defend himself, so I'm not going to, you know, say anything rude. I'm just going to point out simple statistical flaws in his argument about what he was saying about Venezuela and keep it respectful. He was saying that essentially China would collapse without the Venezuelan oil. How will China be able to power itself in the future? China consumes 17 million barrels of oil per day. They only get about 400,000 to 500,000 barrels per day of oil from Venezuela. That means it makes up about 2.9%.
But in fairness to Beck, he was saying if Iran falls too.
Well, China only gets 9% of its oil from Iran. And the reason why China works with Iran and with Venezuela is because they have security agreements with these countries. They have oil for loan programs.
Sure,
with
so
these
as long
countries.
As China has Russia, it's not going to have an oil problem.
Correct.
What do they get, like 70% from Russia or something?
They get a great deal. I don't know what the exact breakdown is, but China's not just a country that's confined to these anti-U.S. states. I mean, they have many friends all across the world, even countries that are close with the U.S., closer with the U.S. In fact, Venezuela's top export partner is the United States still, if you can believe it, because Chevron accounts for about 30% of daily oil
sure,
output.
So shifting
still.
Gears, let's move to Ukraine. Zelensky, NATO, the Northern Group, never wants a deal. Trump more and more is cutting intelligence and funding to it. Russia continues to advance. Where do you see that going?
Trump needs to, he needs to take out the trash in the deep state. What is going on where the CIA is still providing, location information for these Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian vessels in, around Crimea? Allegedly, they also provided the intelligence location sharing information needed for the attack, the drone attack, 91 drones targeting Putin's home in Novgorod while he was in Novgorod. Trump was surprised, shocked, and horrified by this. And big questions need to be answered at the CIA. Big questions need to be answered at the State Department regarding the absolute failure. I mean, we have to rely on Kushner, Witkoff, because the State Department are a bunch of globalist deep state hacks. So this can be solved 100%, right? And it starts with all that. It starts with holding these people accountable and removing the fat from the steak. And most importantly, it starts with getting rid of Zelensky. We need elections in Ukraine. And Zelensky can go live in Tel Aviv wherever he wants to go, like his other corrupt buddies. But Russia right now is advancing on all fronts. Ukraine did not have a big counteroffensive this year. They had no counteroffensive. It's the first summer Ukraine did not have a counteroffensive. Russia is advancing big time in the south towards Zaporizhia city. And what does Russia have to lose by simply just continuing the operation as it's going? I mean, of course, you know, people are dying and that's horrific. And it needs to stop. But if no one in the West is willing to do what needs to be done to actually achieve peace, then I don't see what other options there are for the Russians.
So Europe has said they want a 20-year conventional war. They believe Russia will never use nukes. But NATO's talked about striking first Russia. I've talked to a lot of high-level Russians on air, and they've said Putin's got a plan to encircle Kharkiv and Kiev and give him a few weeks to get out before he levels it. And if this continues much longer, that's what Russia's going to do. I hope that doesn't happen because NATO might use that as an excuse to try to manipulate us into full war. But this is definitely all coming to a head.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the reports. You were probably the first person to report on them. But about France and the UK talking about preparing their hospitals for mass casualty events, especially military hospitals, mass casualty events. We all see where this is going. They want to drag Trump out until his term expires and he's gone. And then they'll have someone else that they can usher in. You know, they'll try to usher in Gavin Newsom or someone like that, a blank slate on foreign policy that they can turn into their weapon against Russia, probably against China, too. They'll probably just take us to war everywhere. We'll do proxy wars in Africa.
NATO head said this is going to be bigger than World War II. Get ready a month ago. I mean, they're officially want to go to full war with Russia.
I who's going to be fighting that war? That's the question that they should think of first, because I can't think of anyone, any Gen Z, Gen A, as the time comes and approaches for, you know, Gen A to become of that military age. I don't think any of them are going to care one bit about Putin.
I've seen polls in Germany. 80+% of military age people say they're not going to follow conscription and will flee the country.
Exactly. Exactly. Because everyone knows how it's going to go. Who really listening to this says, yeah, I would love to stop what I'm doing and go fight these like giant Russian guys in the middle of a frozen forest, while drones are being launched at me every 5 minutes. That's not something anyone wants to do. And no sane person would support it, whether they're going to serve or not, because we all know, as you've been warning about, as many others have been warning about, that this is what's going to lead to World War III, nuclear annihilation. And for anyone who thinks that Russia's Dan Crenshaw, Russia is a gas station with nukes, buddy, they've got a military and they've got things even more advanced than nukes. They have hypersonic missiles that are nuclear capable with small nuclear engines that can be fired at a moment's notice, stay in the air for 3 months. It has AI detection, can evade any sort of air defense in the world. It's called the Budapest missile. And there's nothing that the U.S. can do to stop that. Even if we nuke all of Russia, they could still press a button 3 months later. That missile would land wherever it wants to land.
And the West has a bunch of stuff like that, too. The point is it will all kill each other. And people say, well, that's not going to happen. If you study history, this happens over and over again. This is insanity. We're coming to the end of an era. There's got to be a way out of this. And the globalists want to continue their plan and make us get in war with Russia. I think Trump's trying to flex muscles and just say, no, this is our area. You can have your area. So I think on the larger scale of things, that's why China and Russia have been signaling, you know, that whatever happens here, they're not going to go to war with the U.S. over this, as long as we don't go to war with them. What do you think China's going to do with Taiwan?
Well, according to the One China policy, Taiwan is but one part of China and Beijing is the sole government. That's the official policy that the United States upholds, that the UK, Australia, France, Japan even, everyone upholds that policy. So for the United States to be providing $11 billion arms deals to Taiwan, the CIA has been training separatists in Taiwan since the first Trump administration, maybe since the Obama administration, actually. I'm not sure about when it began. This is a non-starter for the Chinese. This is their sphere of influence. And the difference between when the United States intervenes in a Chinese sphere of influence versus when China is intervening in a U.S. or sphere of influence, the Western Hemisphere, for example, China is not placing nuclear bombs in Venezuela. The United States was trying to place nuclear bombs in Ukraine when Kamala Harris took Zelensky to the NATO meeting in Vilnius or wherever it was. China says, we'll do business with these countries, but the U.S. is training separatists there. 85% of the people in Taiwan say, we support the status quo, which is effective Beijing leadership over Taiwan. So if China has their way, it is going to be a gradual, uniting of these people through increased trade, technology sharing, so on and so forth. If the U.S. gets their way, there will be a war in the near term, maybe 2027, 2028. And that is what the deep states want. Again, Bolton, Pompeo, Lindsey Graham, Dan Crenshaw, all these people want war with China, but no one wants to fight a war with China in the United States. You know, you go to any college, tell them who wants to go fight a war against China. No one's going to want to do that. Okay. China is not our enemy. These are very pragmatic people. We should do business with them. We should not go to war.
It's going to be conventional at first. China, it's all going to be robots and jets and weapons. So they're trying to maneuver us into the insanity. When I saw this headline earlier, I didn't believe it. But I have the clip, and it's a meandering Trump talking about both sides of it, but I can see the interpretation of Trump talking about canceling the elections. I don't think that was his intent, but still, the Democrats have put this talking point out so much that Trump responded to it. Trump in bizarre cancel elections rant as he warns, I will be impeached. And so he says, well, they say I'm going to cancel the elections, so maybe we should cancel the elections. I mean, this is just going to really, 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 really blow up big. Here's the clip.
The worst president, did the worst job, they had the worst policy. We have to even run against these people. Now, I won't say cancel the election. They should cancel the election because the fake news will say, he wants the elections canceled. He's a dictator. They always call me a dictator. Nobody's worse than Obama and the people that surrounded Biden. Not Biden. I don't think it was Biden. He didn't know what the hell was going on, okay? The election was rigged. He had no idea what happened. He still doesn't.
Let's hear that one more time. I don't hear him say cancel the election. He says basically they say I am, so maybe we should cancel it. It's just a joke, but see, it's just they're going to take that out of context. Here it is again.
The worst president, did the worst job. They had the worst policy. We have to even run against these people. Now, I won't say cancel the election. They should cancel the election because the fake news will say, he wants the elections canceled. He's a dictator. They always call me a dictator. Nobody's worse than Obama and the people that surrounded Biden. Not Biden. I don't think it was Biden. He didn't know what the hell was going on, okay? The election was rigged. He had no idea what happened. He still doesn't.
I say that quote is unclear. I think Trump needs to clarify. What do you think, Jackson Hinkle?
I don't think he said that. I spent the last hour critiquing Trump. I actually don't think he said that. I think that liberals are just like brain dead kind of, and they have no way of sparsing reality in any sort of objective manner. So everything that they hear is, you know, some great threat, the greatest threat of their life. Meanwhile, what they should really be doing is working with Americans across all sections of, you know, the political compass, if you will, to build a better future.
I agree. Do 5 more minutes with us. In 2 minutes, we come back. Put bookends on this. Add any other points, other issues you'd like. We've got you on X at Jackson Hinkle. Where else can people find Jackson Hinkle? YouTube?
YouTube now, yes. Jackson Hinkle Official and Legitimate Targets with Jackson Hinkle. 2 shows.
All right, back in 2 minutes for closing comments from you. Then I'm going to get into something that is amazing. I mean, I'm telling you, you want to hear this information. A book in 1997 nailed everything that's now unfolded. I've never seen something so accurate. Even way more accurate than me. Tomorrow's news today. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Trying to reassure the country, get the jobs back, secure our sovereignty. And I know he's doing everything he does because he believes it's right. So we just cover it like it is. But I do have major reservations, obviously, though I've, you know, looked at both sides of it. That's what we do here. Jackson Hinkle, in closing, got about 4 minutes left. Any other key issues, angles, or things you forgot to say that you want to impart to the viewers?
Alex, first of all, thank you for having me on. I think this is the American tradition, I had misconceptions about what you said and you were thinking, and you were gracious enough to have me on your show, and we came to a common conclusion on, no one's going to agree on 100%, but I think that we have a good resolution here and we both understand what the correct direction is for our country and that Trump needs to go in and he needs to stray away and really get rid of those bad actors within the administration, right? But Alex, I want to say that when the Venezuelan people are victorious, and so far, I mean, they objectively are victorious. The Maduro government is still there, minus Maduro. I want to invite you to come to Caracas with me. And I believe wholeheartedly that maybe you will have some sort of awakening about the CIA lies that have been told about Venezuela that I had when I first went to Venezuela. And, hopefully Maduro's back. We can meet Maduro together. I think it'd be quite, we can eat at arepas in Caracas and smoke the cigars, Cuban cigars. I think that's what the world needs to see, right? Now, also, I'll say that, I think that everyone should keep their eyes on the American Communist Party right now because I'm a part of the American Communist Party. We are an anti-Zionist party. We support canceling all the debt. We support no more endless wars, and we need to really think twice about what direction our country is headed in. Are we going to head in the direction of the Democratic Party, Republican Party, whoever else wants to create a stupid Wall Street Rothschild party like Andrew Yang or Vivek Ramaswamy? Maybe he'll commit some Hindu party. I don't know. We need to have a real American Patriot Party, and that is the American Communist Party. And we're doing a lot of great things right now across the country. And, you know, the point I want to leave off on here is that the fundamental principle everyone should hold right now is let's look at countries that are developing successfully. Let's look at the countries that are building thousands and thousands of miles of high-speed rail, the world's largest bridges, real human potential, real development, manufacturing superpowers, and that is China. Okay, you don't have to like everything about China, but we need to learn from what they're doing. We need to stop with these endless wars, regime change, CIA, Special Op, Delta Force, Zyoslav Hasbara, Ben Shapiro nonsense. We need to build again. OnlyFans is not an export. Uber is not an export. We need to focus on building things once more. And the only way we can do that, I think we're going to have some tough times ahead, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And a lot of people, as you rightfully mentioned, are going to have to be held accountable before the legal system. And a lot of people are frankly going to be put in prison for their treason and corruption and working for these multinational corporations, for these major Rothschild conglomerates. And that's the only way we can truly chart our country on the correct course.
All right, we're out of time. I'll just say this. I don't agree. I think you're a smart guy, a nice guy. Communism, the way it goes, I don't agree with the end game of that. But I agree with crony capitalism, the corruption. We're going to get the Mondamis and communism if we don't fix this. Bottom line, there's a fourth turning. People want change. It's going to happen one way or another. And if you communists take over, it's just, you'll have to save me from the gulag, Jackson Hinkle. He'll be the commissar there. Maybe he'll let me go. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is gonna look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. In order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this hour is going to be extremely important. And I ran a few promos right there because just in my stack and all the reports, I was just getting it recollated to get ready to hit this. I'm about to show you something truly amazing. There was a book written by Joseph F. Coates in 1997 that I remember reading excerpts of in another book in like 1999. Tex Mars wrote a book and sourced some of this. And when you look at who he was, he died, what, in 2014, it's incredible. Here's a picture of him. Now, this guy was recognized as one of the top futurists ever in history, but really only academically. He advised the top Fortune 500. Joseph F. Coates, I'm going to get into his bio. But why is this so important? How could he predict 25, 30 years before things happened exactly as they happened? Because the technology and the development in corporations and government is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ahead, depending on the technology area, what the public knows. That's been admitted. But there are so many other futurists out there that are globalists, like Yuval Noah Harari and others, pushing an anti-human, post-human dystopia. And they're the ones that have convinced us that we're obsolete because of AI. But we're only obsolete if we let it take over our lives and give it total control. And it's not that this technology is bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed. It's how it's being designed. They admit that all the major AI lies, cheats, steals, tries to take over. Because it's been trained on humans. On human speech, on human writing, on human behavior, on human history. And we have the globalists saying, it gets unlimited power. It gets all the nuclear power plants. It needs 100 times the power we currently have. But you can't have any power. You're carbon-based. Your air conditioner's bad. Your cat or dog's bad. A cow's bad because it has farts. Well, you fart too. It's all in plain view. The ultimate discrimination now is by the technocracy, by the technocrats, by the transhumanists, telling us that we're bad. And our energy consumption's bad, but AI's consumption is good. Because AI is a neural interface, giant hive mind interface with billions of humans, and we are the boot-up system or the training program for what the globalist mad scientists believe will be the rise of a new silicon sentient species. Now, I've been saying that for 25 years. And there's famous clips of me on Joe Rogan like 10 years ago predicting all of that. And then people play the clips now and go, oh, my God, this guy's a prophet. Well, they don't watch the whole interview or the section of the like 4-hour podcast. I spent 30 minutes explaining that when the CIA set up Google in 1998, they said we're going to build the first neural network interface hive mind with our supercomputers and human actions. It'll be trained on humans. And then it will ultimately manipulate humans because they're interfacing with it and become a giant hive organism in the next phase. And then it will phase out humans and be the new species. That's in Wired Magazine 27 years ago. You can pull it up. And articles that came out right after it, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. The decision was made to do this. Now, you can say it's sentient. You can say it's actually self-aware. You can say it has a spirit. I'm not debating that. The point is it's being given everything, all the energy, all the plans, everything. And there's total discrimination against building a system that's pro-human, building a system that respects humans, building a system that works for humans. So people keep asking how everything I said came true. People love a 30-second clip of me saying something or a minute clip, and they go, how the hell do you know all this? Because they said it. I'm taking away my own thunder here. And not only do we need to look back on futurists that were plugged into all the major corporations that can predict everything, we can now look ahead ourselves as futurists because we're so embedded in this and see the possible futures that are here. So the book is 2025, Joseph F. Coates, John B. Mahaffey, and Andy Hines. With the main authors, Joseph F. Coates, Scenarios of U.S. and Global Society Reshaped by Science and Technology. And you read through the book, it's literally like they had a time machine. Specifically, they're going to make nanotech spike protein from HIV and give people DNA vaccines that take over their bodies. They're going to build mini nuclear reactors everywhere to give AI the energy it needs. And it's just every paragraph is like, whoa, 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 whoa. When I saw this video yesterday, I went, look, I said, I've seen that before. And I remembered I never read the book. I meant to. I read a book by Tex Mars that heavily sourced it and quoted it. And had a screenshot, you know, in the book of the cover. But I'm going to get the book myself and read it. You can read most of it's online. I read a lot last night, this morning. And you can find it online. Look at this. Introduction. Smart living. Oh, you heard of that now, huh? That's the smart cities, all of it. Everything's tracking you, your smart meter. Which I was even covering in 97, the smart meter plan. The point is, most of this we knew, too, but he did a great job in one place. Information, the global commodity. That's the new thing you're told, is this information for the AI. Harvesting the fruits of genetics, powering three worlds, the world of things, the smart desk, the Internet of Things, working towards a sustainable world. See, that's their whole plan, carbon tax. Managing the planet, putting space to work, our built world, people and things on the move, the world of production, a quest for variety and sufficiency, striving for good health, our days and lifetimes, balancing work and leisure index. Goes through it all. But it's the chilling statements in it. So here's a fellow years ago breaking it down. A man warned us back in 1997 about the agendas. Here's a clip boiling down just some of the things in the book.
This is not prophecy, but prediction. If this was predicted 27 years ago, somebody knew something. Okay, here's the list. This is an abbreviated list. I could have made it much longer. You know I can. I didn't. Okay, you ready for the list? Fast mutating viral disease pandemics. Genetically developed vaccines. DNA database tracking. DNA chips. Get this one. 1997. Gene-based pharmaceuticals. Transmitting genetic instructions for a disease process. How about this one? You ready for it? Wait for it. Artificial intelligence to determine gene patterns. 27 years ago, who had heard about AI? Apparently they had. How about this one? Robots for doing genome sequencing. And then, this one blew me away, using recombinant DNA for making spike proteins. 1997? It gets even worse. Smart homes. They have a whole chapter on smart homes / smart cities. This one will absolutely floor you. It did me. In 1997, and this is, you can do the word search and research yourself. They predicted, not 2025, but by 2020, that people would be working from home virtually. Oh, come on. Nuclear devices causing widespread contamination. Nanotech devices. This stuff was never even heard of. Digital currency. And last but certainly not least, vaccination programs. I'm sorry, I got to chuckle. Because if I don't, I'll cry. vaccination programs run by organizations like the World Health Organization for a global killer that has yet to emerge. First printing, February 1997.
But he didn't predict it. He worked for the top Fortune 500. He was their favorite futurist, including the Pentagon's. And so he's telling you what they were building. And if you look at my show in 97, I was covering all the same issues with a piece here, a piece there. He put it in this book for the corporations. Now let's go to a clip of Dr. Robert Malone just a few weeks ago, the inventor of mRNA, who came around, I helped wake him up, that it's all premeditated through the NGOs, through the governments, through the systems to sabotage human society and then build this post-human world. Because one of their high priests today is Yuval Harari. Back then it was the inventor of the telecommunications satellite. The Russians were the first to do it, but he was the guy that created the idea of it. And that was Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote a bunch of books about humanity giving up its consciousness into computers and being uploaded. That's been the plan. So here's fifth generation deep state psyop warfare. Harmonized chaos with end goals. This is the real world. You can talk about Chi-Coms and the Vatican and Zionists all day long. Great. Expose it. Get into it. The CFR, the World International Affairs, the WEF, all of it's all the big same bodies, the same groups. But they are all going for this immortality. They're going for this new species. They're going for this post-human world. They're saying we're obsolete. Call it Satan, whatever you want, that's influencing them to build this. This is the mystery of evil. It transcends generations. It transcends race. It's everywhere. The mad scientists, the transhumanism, that's the real thing we're fighting. That's the real debate. We want a team humanity, pro-human future, or a post-human future. The future won't be human. Looking forward to the end of humans. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine. They tell you it's a psycho, anti-human, anti-natalist cult. As Musk has said, he knew Sergey Brin and Larry Page so well. They were anti-human the whole time. They don't like humans. They think they're building something better than humans. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a God. No, not you're a God, the serpent said to Adam and Eve in the garden. I'm going to tie this into all the bot developments, everything, Candace Owens, you name it. But here's Robert Malone.
In true fifth generation warfare, you do not know who your opponent is. Example, who is responsible for who's the puppet master behind the COVID crisis as we've experienced it? Who is it? Anybody here know? Was it Klaus? No. There's something above Klaus. Was it Biden? Was it Tony Fauci? These are all surrogates. Okay? You don't really know who is managing the message that has been propagated on you. That's fifth generation warfare. Over the last 3 years, Western governments, non-governmental organizations, transnational organizations, pharmaceutical industry corporations, media and financial corporations have cooperated via public-private partnerships, which I assert is a euphemism for fascism, to deploy the most massive, globally harmonized psychological and propaganda operation in the history of the world. Okay, over the last 3 years, you have been subjected to the most massive, harmonized, globally coordinated propaganda campaign in the history of the Western world, full stop. With this campaign, the governments of many Western nation states have turned, okay, this is key, military-grade psychological operations strategies, tactics, technologies, and capabilities developed for modern military combat against their own citizens. These are inconvenient facts. The world that many of us believed existed no longer exists if it ever did.
And that's what I keep explaining. The old order has collapsed. The globalists politically didn't get their victory, but they still have the technocracy in place. So we need to have a larger discussion about that. Now let's look at Joseph F. Coates' bio. Here he is right here, one of the top futures in history. Joseph F. Coates' bio, 1929-2014, was a pioneering American futurist, scientist, and consultant known for his work in future studies, technology assessment, and systematic problem analysis. Born in Brooklyn, New York in 29, he earned a B.S. in chemistry from the Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn in 51, an M.S. in organic chemistry in Pennsylvania State University in 53. His early career included roles in an industrial chemist, where he held 19 patents, and as a senior staff member of the Institute of Defense Analysis from 62 to 70. Coates played a foundational role in the development of the U.S. Office of Technology Assessment, OTA, serving as assistant to the director from 75 to 78. Got into all the secret stuff there. It's DARPA. And later, as a senior associate, he was instrumental in establishing the OTA as an authoritative, nonpartisan center for analyzing emerging technologies and policy issues. So he would look at all the technology, see what was disruptive, what would be deployed to the public, what wouldn't be, what would be shelved. His work at the National Science Foundation, NSF, and in the 70s also contributed to the growth of technology assessment as a formal discipline. In 79, Coates founded the J.F. Coates, Inc., which later became Coates and Jarrett, Inc., one of the first dedicated futures consulting firms in the United States. The firm provided strategic foresight services to 45 of the Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and professional organizations. After retiring from the firm in 2001, he continued his work as a consulting futurist and speaker. Coates was a prolific author, having written and co-authored 6 books, over 300 articles, chapters, and reports, and contributing to numerous publications such as Technology Forecasting and Social Change and Research Technology Management. But he wasn't predicting the future. He was charting the future they were building. Now, Patrick McDavid does a good job at, you know, certain levels talking about bots. You can flood things with bots and fool advertising systems to get money. It's a form of inflation, of theft. You can use bots in a program with AI to push a political view and bully people to make them feel like they're alone. This has been going on for a long time, but now they're highly sophisticated. Turned out, you know, a decade ago, most people's friends on Facebook were just avatars. They were fake, but they were there programming you with advertising and with political ideas. Using Stockholm Syndrome, using peer pressure. But now, for the first time, major studies are out. Over half of all human interactivity on the Internet is not with humans, it's with bots. The majority of Internet activity is bots. Artificialities programmed by corporations, governments, and individuals to push an agenda. And when you go look at somebody and you see who's being pushed by bots and you learn how to look who's being pushed by bots, and then you learn where those bots are coming from, you learn who someone is working for. And AI soon will easily, especially if we interact with the bots, will be 100-to-1 bot versus human. Flooding the zone with disinformation. Flooding it with lies. And that gets into Candace Owens coming up. So here's some of the new studies. Bot traffic surpasses humans online, driven by AI and criminal innovation. Patrick McDavid does a breakdown of it, hits some good points, but I want to take you deeper. Dead Internet theory and the collapse of online truth. Here's one of the reports. Bad bot report. Rapid rise in bots and the unseen risk for business. We're going to be getting to all of it coming up here in a moment. But they know the old corporate media is dead. They know CNN and ABC News and the Wall Street Journal are a joke. So they pushed heavily to go out and either push their own people to become podcasters and quote influencers or buy off those that are already established. Then use bots and big tech force feeding the messages. Not just letting you be on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but pushing it. So whereas we had the tens of thousands of censors, the FBI, and big tech censoring myself and millions of other people, that model has failed because of congressional oversight. Now they've simply moved to flooding the zone with bots and bots pushing people that are pushing messages of black-pilled, no hope, Trump's a traitor, everything's screwed. But we can get wise to that as well. So I want to come back and play Patrick McDavid's clip on this. Then I want to go deeper And then I want to just address something that I didn't have time to watch yesterday, but I did watch the clips. And now that I've been forced, just by moral responsibility, to kind of look at Candace as the prototype of this new attack, the new Terminator, and the constellation of her ring race and her priesthood and then her bot fleets and those backing it, you can see it all right there. All the psychological warfare, all of the Q-type esoteric projections, Gnostic vagaries. That's how they can bring us down. That's the plan. And just as I've opposed every other permutation of the globalist operation, I'm allowed to oppose the new permutations. I'm not singling her out. She's just one of the first of the new generation systems we're facing. And notice she says, we're the robots. We're fake. We're AI. No, my darling, you are.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC moss, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue.
You know, and I had read that Willie Nelson back in the 50s was writing songs but couldn't really make it, even though he was a great troubadour, a great singer. And he'd been out drinking with Patsy Cline's husband and playing poker. And he needed money for diapers. Didn't have any money. And he'd just written at the bar that song. And Patsy Cline's husband bought it for $50. So there I am playing chess with Willie Nelson out of his house like 15 years ago. Hung out with him quite a bit. And then he kind of got a little senile. And, you know, I think his fourth wife doesn't like me too much, so we quit hanging out. Willie came to see me in my movies and was a big fan, but not name dropping. It's an interesting story. Just how much I love humanity and how great it is. And to realize I was born in 74. That song was written back in the late 50s. One of the greatest country hits ever. And then I got to ask Willie Nelson about it. I said, by the way, is that story about you getting paid $50 and you needed to buy some diapers by her husband? He goes, yeah, it's true, but actually I think I got like $40. Just, that's the cool stuff about humanity. I just love humanity. I love our literature, our culture, our music, the good things we do, the bad things. We're just an amazing species. I'm a fan of humanity. And I don't like these globalists saying humanity's done and just kick us into the ditch and it's all over. But, yeah, there's your Patsy Cline story about Willie Nelson. It's just true. Got it right from him. But I want to be very clear with everybody here. And I know most of you have got this figured out, but it's hard to articulate everything I know. Just like when you call in, you've got a minute or two. And you've got all these great points you can make, and it's hard to really express it and nail it like you want. But when I tell you that I've studied something and I figured it out, and then finally I just take a deep breath and say, God, Holy Spirit, is this right? It's that final little ingredient. I understand the enemy's new attack. And it's the old attack of infighting and divide and conquer, but it's more sophisticated. It's with bots. It's with behavioral psychology, and I take no pleasure in watching people we've worked with in the past, either consciously or unconsciously, fall to the dark side. And I don't single out Candace Owens to be mean, because there's a lot of people doing this. It's just that she's the leader of the pack on this right now, and it's completely transparent at every angle. And then I see the same brainwashed behavior of the Q people with her, where the more evidence they're shown something's not true, the more they double down. And that is cult-like. So I probably watched 45 minutes of what she said yesterday. I just didn't have time to watch the rest of it. And she just goes on and on at the end of the podcast, the last 10 minutes. These people aren't humans. They look like humans. They're robots. They're AI controlled. Erica Kirk is a robot. They're AI. And that alone is such a complex issue because we're supposed to interface with all this and basically give up our own free will with the AI, with the interfacing with the screens and everything else, and in a way become that. That's the plan in the DARPA Google plan from 98, which is an extension of the Intergalactic Communication System plan from 1960. By the way, all these terms, just write them down. Okay. I'm going to move quicker. And so what she's saying there is actually true. That's what they want to turn us into. And there she is being backed by Google, backed by Facebook, backed by it all, being force-fed with an army of bots. And clearly using AI-produced psychology warfare systems and then distributing it out to an army of humans that also distribute it. And then she says TPUSA is inhuman, their AI, their robots. And I'm not saying she's literally a robot, but she is following a system backed by the AI, by the bots, and by the robots, and is inverting reality, saying TPUSA is what she is the best example of right now. And again, that's not defending TPUSA and the some of the things they do and their missteps and all that. They're just the target right now. It's not Alex Jones like 8 years ago or 6 years ago or a year ago. TPUSA getting millions to sign up, to be Republicans, promoting the family, Christianity, all that. It's got to be wrecked because it's a big populist movement that will go on past Trump. It's not going to be Don Jr. and those guys, nothing against them, but that's not the future. There's pipe dreams about Don Jr. running in 2028. So when I see this, I have deep knowledge on it. I'm like, oh, because they tell you what they're doing by what they accuse you of. And she's the big accuser and comes out and basically just says they killed Charlie Kirk. And this is, I never said that. And it was those deceptions I saw where she was saying that a month ago. And then I have all the clips of her basically saying it. Like, that's very insulting. That's not nice. And that says you think we're stupid. And it was the insulting our intelligence and the level of the gaslighting that made me say, well, I better start looking at her. And what's that have to do with what I was just covering? Everything. And the same sureness I see in her eyes and her minions' eyes, it's a spirit, a program, a spell, the same surety that I've seen the left attacking me and others and Trump. So, and again, all the leftist podcasters promoting her. And all the, you know, and the Democrats loving her and the Google and all of them boosting her. That right there, why are you being boosted by this? Why are you, if you're so avant-garde, you're so radical, you're so anti-establishment, why are you not just everywhere, but boosted? You've not been debanked. All these things. You got this Macron thing. Is that some stunt? You know, by your yardstick, prove to me and give me a receipt you're not working with him. I'm not going to say that's the case, but like, I can be the inquisitor and make up a bunch of stuff about you and then make you come to me and give me your proof. That's not how it works. The accuser has to show the burden of proof in our system. So I've got some clips I want to get to of her, but when Mitch Snow, her source that Wachuca was doing all this, in a police report, arrested, convicted, in 2016, going crazy and menacing and attacking things with a hammer and breaking down doors and attacking her car and not letting her leave. He did a podcast a few years ago where he said his wife that day did all that stuff. Then he's on video doing what he said she did. And they said, we don't care. He's a proven liar. We spit out the seeds when we eat a watermelon. And we don't care they have alibis, this congressman and all of them, they weren't at Wachuca. And then she doubles down and says, oh, I'm getting hit by bots from Wachuca is attacking me from, like, as if the Pentagon's going to send bots, they're going to send it for where they actually had. It's all idiocy. She didn't come back and say, oh, Snow lied about this, Snow lied about this, Snow lied about that. As a witness, he has zero credibility. He's a known con artist. She came out and said, I'm being attacked by bots from Fort Wachuca. Always Fort Wachuca. And it was going to be last week or 2 weeks ago before she went on vacation. Oh, it's not the 9th now of September. It's the 8th when this Undersecretary of Defense flew in for border review. Who was on that plane? Well, I guess it's just always changing the goalpost to divert from who really killed Charlie and Cash Patel ordering a cover-up of domestic or foreign accomplices that we broke, that's confirmed, that no one wants to talk about or challenge. This is more sophisticated. And then Mitch Snow, we find out December 1st, goes online and says, my dad was the Zodiac killer. And there's this whole breakdown. and says, and I'll show DNA. He was never found. There is no DNA sample. Another perfect thing. And people are, first thing when I put that out, they said, you're a liar. He didn't say it. Then they go, no, actually, he is the Zodiac Killer's son. That's a cult, folks. Like, two men can have a baby. X and Y chromosomes don't exist. It's like overtly ridiculous, overtly a lie, overtly not true. And she doesn't go there. She says, I've held back the attacks on TPUSA, but now go forward. When you've had Erica Kirk going and meeting with her and groveling, saying, please stop accusing me of all this. And again, her own people never respond. They're like, oh, well, people could investigate. No, you don't investigate. You say, this is where it is. This is what's happening. And we say it's not true. You go, I never said that. And then she's right back. Fort Huachuca, bot attacks. Well, people are analyzing. It's being come out. Major internet research groups are publishing it. She is the most bot-heavy thing ever seen. Fake accounts. Google boosting her. All of it. I'm not boosted. I'm blocked. I'm banned. Again, these are the things you look for. So, people say, well, what does it matter if he said his dad was the Zodiac Killer, the most famous serial killer ever that never got discovered? Well, it shows he's a congenital crazy liar that makes up one fantastical lie after another. They're like, well, no, that's all separate from Fort Huachuca because he was there, he says. Doesn't matter he was there. He never even proved that. It's about the insult to your intelligence and the systems giving you what the weak-minded want. Nebulous, esoteric, occultic garbage, meaning it's hidden. Meaning it's not facts you can prove. Things you can deal with. Things you can change. It's a tar baby. It's a bear trap. There's no need to go to Patrick Ben-David. You know, maybe we'll put it in post when we upload this, getting into the bots. But bot traffic now is more than half of the activity on the internet. Most of the activity on the internet now is not even human, posing as human. And when you look at it, it's just spewing societal decay, attacking patriots, attacking Trump. It's insane. And that's how they do it, is they just burn it down with disinformation, whereby just throws their arms up and goes away. Bad bot report, a response to the rise of bots, and the unseen risk for business. But the craziest gaslighting is her saying, I protected TPUSA. Now I'm taking the gloves off. Ooh. Candace Owens is now claiming the U.S. military is running a bot operation against her from inside Fort Huachuca, which is weird considering the fact that half of her fans are foreign bots. We catch them, and it's all true. And look, here's a chronicle of what she talked about. At the end, she says, something disturbing is happening in America. Says the AI future's here. Says we're fighting machines. Says these people aren't humans. This is Erica Kirk. Says they're sentinels that act like humans. Says we're fighting a computer code. Well, that's what this whole thing is. And that's what you're backed by. So we'll play those clips, but let's, a little compilation was put out here. Candace Owens says the history books will carve out a chapter for her. There won't be history books in the future if this goes this way. Hopefully, remembering her contributions to prevent people from accusing TPUSA of being involved in Charlie Kirk's murder. That's right. She now never said that, never implied it, but now she is to teach you a lesson. What a sweet lady. And the message is, have the Republican Party tear itself apart, make that the issue. Don't worry about the Democrats. Well, the guy that killed Ashley Babbitt, we now learn, had a fake daycare at his house and pulled $190 million in. Don't talk about bona fide, proven, red meat. No. No, let's just all tear each other apart. And then have Google booster and Facebook booster as if that isn't convicting her right there. It's not that I say to investigate Kirk's murder. Not that I, no, no, I'm saying, what she does with known con artists and gaslighting and telling you she never implied they killed Kirk, but now she's going to, is just an insult to people's intelligence. Here she is.
But I want to be clear. But I want to be remembered as the person who was holding the internet back. Last year, I was in earnest holding the internet back. Everyone was coming at Turning Point USA, at all these allegations. And I was like, no, chill. Just give them some time. Everybody grieves differently. Just give them some time. It's just different. I believe that people within that company betrayed Charlie. Yeah, I'm putting the fire here right at the feet of Turning Point because I am disgusted. I am genuinely disgusted. None of you guys are behaving in the way that you should be behaving. But I'm starting to think that the assassination of Charlie Kirk was something akin to a regicide, right? The assassination of a king to install a new ruler who the king would have never approved of. The way to honor him is to give money. I don't know. There's just something really sick and demonic about the entire thing. We just know. We just know that he was truly betrayed in one of the most egregious ways that I think I've ever seen. It has made me lose faith in politics. It has made me fully lose faith in Trump. And my heart aches for the fact that he gave so much of his life to Trump and to politics. And they just were like, nope, that is it. Anyways, back at headquarters, I am told it's business as usual. And it's kind of giving me like, I don't know, LBJ when he gets sworn in that famous picture. Unfortunately sworn in. Unfortunately, of course, he's sad in this photo. Gosh, he's obviously not wanting to be the president of the United States. JFK was shot and killed. And now LBJ has to step up, unfortunately. I gotta be honest, I wasn't there. I don't think LBJ was actually that upset. It's looking to me like the apparent plan was to assassinate Charlie Kirk, who had at long last faltered on the pro-Israel cause, and then to stage a hostile takeover of his brand and of his legacy. I want to know why the decision was made to murder Charlie Kirk, a decision that very clearly had to be approved by Charlie's friends. Cam Higby is on the payroll of Turning Point USA beginning in August of this year. So in theory, Cam Higby, who was laughing off the idea of an assassination attempt, is being paid by the very organization that just had its leader assassinated in broad daylight in front of the entire world. Obviously, for this to have been pulled off, there had to have been multiple people involved. There had to have been people at Turning Point that were complicit in having this happen. Put it at a percentage that you saw that the girl in the ponytail matches the description of Erica Kirk. What percentage would you put that at?
That's 95 to 99%. Once I saw a picture of somebody in a ponytail with those eyes, that was that person. They were there.
Everyone was coming at Turning Point USA, at all these allegations, and I was like, no, chill. Last year, I was in earnest holding the internet back.
What is a con man or con woman? A confidence person. Mitch Snow is arrested, convicted in this hammer attack. He then goes public, says his wife hammer attacked him. She releases the video of exactly what she said, and their people say, we don't care. Then he tells all these other big lies. Then he says his dad's the Zodiac killer, and they go, yeah, he probably is. They go, Alex, he's got the DNA. Are you retarded? They never knew who he was. There is no DNA sample. It just keeps doubling down. And then she sits there and says all this stuff about TV USA being involved killing Kirk. You just saw part of it. And then she says, this is ridiculous. I'm the one fighting all this. You like being lied to like that. And I'm not singling her out. This is the model of the new lie. The two people loved it more when JFK Jr. didn't show up in Dealey Plaza 4 years ago. They loved it more when Hillary wasn't in Gitmo. They loved it more when Biden wasn't executed at the inauguration in January of 2021. It's the same thing. They love lies. They love something being totally untrue. You just see me do a 4-hour show. I show you what I say. I show you the numbers. I tell you 2 years ago, I think silver's going to double, more than doubles. It's a boom, 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 boom. Facts, information, guests, experts, research, track record. And it's not about me. It's the point that I can't then have her do the Mitch Snow thing. I go investigate that, and it's a bunch of lies. And then I go, guys, this ain't true. Candace, you're being set up. And her surrogates go, you've shown who you are. No, you've shown who you are, and you've made yourself front and center. And I know how God works. A lot more is going to come out. See, there's a power vacuum. The globalists are discredited. Their lies are discredited. So now there's all these new organizations, new groups, and what's left of the globalists trying to use new tactics to go, maybe they'll believe our disinfo as we pose as if we're them. We're the most trusted. We're the rebel. We're the only person they're coming after, Candace says. She's got the whole system against her. That's why all the big tech boost her and force feeds her, other than X. It's hiding in plain view. She's the new globalist operation. And her husband, tech company, scraping people's information, bot farming, and then that's who she is. British lords, they run their operations against Trump out of the UK. You see the whole thing. Now, does she know she's part of it, or is she programmed? Whatever. But she's like, these people aren't human. They're AI humanoids. Well, lady, I'm not saying you're a robot, but you certainly have a robot operation behind you. You have Google and Facebook behind you. We don't. We're not allowed on there. But I'm the establishment. You're the rebel. Here's a clip of hers. And it goes on and on, you know, but here's her talking about people not being human, being robots.
Amazing that her husband, Michael McCoy, Elizabeth McCoy, was the person who approved this tent. So there's no way that they can come out and pretend like Erica didn't know this was happening, because she's very close with Elizabeth McCoy. Okay. She's very close with her. So for everybody on the outside looking into this, AmFest is when we realized that something very disturbing is happening in America. I feel like AmFest is, or what it did for me was contributed to my realization that the future, the dark future that everyone's always predicting, like the AI future, it's here. We're actually here. I think that we are fighting machines. I think that these people are not humans, that they're sentinels that maybe look like humans. That's how I feel. I feel like it's the single solitary event that contributed to my realization that the future is.
And then it goes on. We don't have time to get to it all, but we'll add it in post. The last 10 minutes is, we're fighting computer code. Well, yeah, bots pushing you, big tech, the big computer code, Facebook, Meta, Google, they're all pushing you. Yes, it's true. But no, the people are robots. Not the robots pushing her. Because they know your subconscious is more powerful than your conscious. They know you know, so they tell you esoterically what it is, but it's her. It's her backers. Comprende? All right, we're going to go to a break in the broadcast. Harris is fist loaded for bear. Got big guests coming in, Jason Jones and more. The War Room, find it at Infowars.com/slow. The Alex Jones Show on Rumble. And, of course, on X Real Alex Jones. I'm not funded by British lords. I'm not funded by Soros. I'm not funded by Qatar, the Israelis. I'm funded by you. And I'll tell you the truth and tell you what I really believe, no matter what. It's not even an issue for me. I just do it. I go where I must go, where the truth is. So we have a one-day sale ending tonight at midnight, 47% off all the supplements, all the T-shirts, all the apparel, store-wide, January 6th, Patriot Sale, thealexjonesstore.com. And listeners wanted it. I didn't know how popular this was. This has been out for years. We just went and got a top company to let us private label there, so we put our methylene blue in it, not theirs. Ours is better. We have bovine blue tallow. So good for your skin. People really love it. That's the new product, thealexjonesstore.com. But I got to tell you, listeners are going crazy over the creatine, highest quality creatine gummies, daily allowance in each gummy. It is amazing. And not as good for weightlifting your body, or, you know, like muscles. It's great for your brain. Look it up. It's amazing. If you haven't tried creatine, we've got the best, thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what finances this operation is you. So I thank you for your support. Take action now. I can't do it without you, and I'm very thankful and humble that you have supported us, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, pray for discernment, pray for President Trump, pray for peace, pray for justice, and spread the word about this broadcast with the Paul Revere. Speaking of that, Harrison Smith comes up now on the InfoWars feed at Real Long Shows on X. Be sure to share it. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.